Welcome.
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 1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome, everybody, to...
don't even know the episode.
Some sort of episode. I believe we're in season two. Season two, episode five is what's on.
Yeah.
It's what comes preloaded.
Do it.
Well, is that
maybe
true?
That means we're on season two, episode six. If that was the last.
Do you have any insight, Dad?
I'm told it's correct.
Let's
season
go.
Two, episode five.
Oh, nice. Did OT preload it for us or something?
He did.
Legend.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Okay. So we've got a bit of a personnel change. We're like the Warriors. We're like
Ashton's in a basketball phase right now.
We're like the Golden State Warriors in that Steph Curry is out, OT. Mm-hmm. So
I want to be Steph.
Well, you're not out, so.
Well, I want to be Steph.
Find a way to make me Steph.
Maybe I'll just leave. If I leave the podcast, am I Steph?
Our point guard's out. OT on the board is out. So we moved our two to the one, and we brought in a ringer.
We brought in another one.
The original plan was for
we put him at two. So
the original plan was for my dad to go on the board in replacement of OT, but then I reminded everybody that I know that board better than anybody.
And it's proven to be true time and time again.
Proceeded.
And I would like to point out, you decided to count up when we were going into welcome, welcome, welcome. And I thought that was interesting.
Oh, yeah.
What did I do?
When you were giving us a silent count in.
Oh, yeah.
Counting up.
There was
no definite ending there.
I thought it was going to be three, going. And then I was like, oh, there's four.
Five.
And then...
yeah.
Oh, he's closing in on double digits.
after I hit three, the next most reasonable is five.
Yeah.
If you had continued after five.
Yeah, I would have been shocked.
I would have been eyebrows raised.
Ten, I guess. You guess I'm... I'm going to 10 if I clear 5 and appear to be slowing down.
Yeah.
I've got to be going for 10.
Yes.
That's like if when I'm coming down from the fourth floor in the library on the elevator, if I get past 3, the third floor, to a healthy degree and I don't feel us slowing down, we're headed straight to the bottom. Because I don't think someone on the second floor
is going to call the elevator.
Do the elevator to go to the first floor. They're probably just going to go for the stairs.
Mm.
So if we're looking like we're going to blow past 2,
you're like feeling good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's
I've got a little elevator story, but first I feel like we kind of mentioned, but Ivan's with us today. Ashton's dad, wonderful guest, listener of the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And I have to point out that I didn't blow the intro this time like I did in episode, I think it was 2, when you guys do the welcomes, and I wasn't familiar with that metaphor. So I just said, thank you.
Oh.
I thought it was directed at me.
Oh. So,
anybody who listens back that far, I fixed it.
Yeah.
I get it now.
That's what marks a good guest.
Mm-hmm. Learns from the ability mistakes. To learn from their mistakes.
Yeah.
All guests make mistakes, but some guests just stick their feet in further. They just... They dig in.
Which ones those are? We don't, whatever. We don't want to get into
it. We won't say. I don't want to start drama.
And
I don't
stick their feet in what? We don't know. But.
Sand? I was picturing sand.
Yeah. Digging in sand.
Yeah.
They're like, they're hunkering down into their mistakes.
With their feet in sand.
With their feet in sand.
They're at the beach.
Yeah.
Whoa, with Santa Barbara. Okay. Back to my elevator story.
Yeah.
Come on.
And by the way, claps. I faded them in, faded them out. It was appropriate timing.
They are still going.
Yeah, they're still on.
Nobody knows that board like you.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ashton has claimed to be an expert on the board and has gone on to display like mediocre at best prowess of the board. But
Well,
maybe he won't stick his feet in the sand. Maybe he'll stick his feet out of the sand and learn from his mistakes. Something like that. Okay. One time I used the elevator to go up and down from my apartment and okay, does the up and down buttons when you're getting an elevator, how much do those matter? Like, if I click down and I get an elevator, is there no chance of me going up?
I've actually not gotten in an elevator that I accidentally summoned, but telling them I was going to go the wrong way.
How much does that
matter? I don't know.
I didn't want to, oh, man.
Oh.
I just flicked this or something.
Don't flick that.
Okay, I just... Uh-huh.
Very touchy camera.
No, I'm going to dig my feet in the sand. That thing needs to be
flipped. That sounds way too enticing. My feet are cold. I guess I'm looking to Ivan for an answer.
I think the answer to your question is, and you know, you'll probably get just a crush of comments on this, but I think in a fairly unsophisticated older elevator system, it probably doesn't matter a whole bunch. But I do know in like modern hotels, there's a pretty sophisticated software that optimizes like where they start and stop and which way they're going. And like if you press up and the elevator is coming down, it'll skip you and go finish its journey and then come back and take you up, that kind of thing.
Okay.
But like in an old apartment building, they're probably the same button.
Okay.
Doesn't Yardi do that? Like software for buildings like that? Some company that OT interviewed for, right?
They're property management. They're not elevator software. That's probably pretty specific.
Okay.
Okay. So basically, I don't know. I might have had some mix up with the direction of the arrows, but basically
they're tough.
Arrows are tough. I get paralyzed by choice.
Yeah.
I got in the elevator, meaning to go down, got on my phone. That was my first mistake. Waited in the elevator. I guess I hit one, but whatever. The elevator doors opened and I just walked out and I was standing on the fourth floor. I'm on the third floor. My apartment's on the third floor. And I just ended up on the fourth floor and kind of like made a move to just walk to like where I thought the door was. And then I realized like, oh, I've gone up.
And George was still on his phone. And then he walked into the girl's bathroom.
Yeah.
And then.
So silly.
Was still on his phone and got in a lot of trouble.
Right. Whole mess of trouble.
And then I think I took the stairs down from the fourth floor because I just...
You were so rattled.
That's hilarious.
Surprisingly jarring. Just, I was like, whoa. And then I was like, yeah, no, I'm done with this elevator crap. And
that happens a lot, that people will go on their phone and then like be in an elevator with a lot of people. I see this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then they hit first floor, but someone who got in after hit like second floor.
Mm-hmm.
And then, the elevator dinged. I must be getting out now. No.
Did they do it? Did they go all the way with it?
Yeah, they get out and then it's like, oh, this is not my floor.
Oh.
They come back in?
Yeah.
I thought you were like,
oh, yeah.
If they didn't come back in.
George is like, wow.
Impressive. Wow. Yeah.
If they don't go back in, it might just be their floor.
Or they might be too embarrassed. They might just like,
like
I'm
me.
Gonna,
I don't think
I'm.
I don't think. I don't think I'm.
Yeah,
going
usually,
back in there.
Usually they go out and then they say, "Yep, this is my floor,
home sweet home. I love when I'm here."
Yeah, I love going down from the fourth floor to my home of the second floor.
Yeah,
which happens all the time.
Well, you guys have fun on your journey home. Mine is complete.
You do hear the occasional story of people like not paying attention. The elevator doors open and they step in and there's no elevator. So you do have to be a little careful.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh.
It's happened more than zero times.
Elevator repair.
I would say there have been a number of things that have happened more than zero times.
Yeah, and that's one.
I feel like what's crazy is that is something that could be anyone.
That could be you.
Yeah. But I don't think it could be any one of us, but I don't, it won't.
Ideally, they'd have some sort of warning right there. Or like guys.
Would the elevator be below or above?
George.
No way to tell.
Knows.
Careful.
Sorry.
You flicked it.
If it's below, that might be kind of fun to land on top of an elevator. If it's like one floor below.
Yeah. Scare the heck out of the people in the elevator.
Fun? Did you see that?
You can see what's up there. I'm always kind of curious what's on top of an elevator.
You would fall a story.
You would fall a story onto... And you'd be on your... You wouldn't be expecting
okay,
it.
Take the falling out. I want to be on top of an elevator at some point in my life.
Why?
It's like just why? Like a spy
with
movie,
the glass.
I guess.
Okay.
But you've seen...
Oh, in Skyfall, there's this super fun sequence where James Bond, like, jumps onto an elevator that contains his enemy, and it's a glass elevator that's going up. Not the floor is not glass though, but James Bond is clinging to the bottom, like peering up into the elevator at his enemy who doesn't know he's there, and he goes up like a bunch of stories. It's super fun.
That's
yeah.
Cool. That happens in
so George maybe
Die Hard too.
Kind of. Oh really?
Yeah, that he's running from his enemy and he jumps down the elevator shaft to a vent, and he like snatches onto it barely. And
then, Die Hard's all about vents. Die Hard's all about vents.
It is. And there's like steam coming out of everything.
Feels like the kind of the recipe for elevator horseplay is like having enemies. Man, I gotta start with making enemies and then get them near an elevator and let them madness ensue.
Elevator horseplay is a natural byproduct of having enemies.
That's the common denominator here.
Yeah.
My econ professor goes to like a lot of like conferences and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that there are like elevators now that like if you just have a key card or like your key card that the hotel gives you,
mm-hmm.
you like walk into it and like don't have to do anything. And then
it scans your key card as you enter.
Yeah.
Or do you have to scan your key card to get in, maybe?
No. Wait, that's not what he's...
And then it,
sure
what does it know exactly?
Where to take you? What if you want to go to your friend's floor?
Yeah, what if you want to just go to a different floor? I
mean, technology.
You're not always going
home. I don't know. I think it was like COVID thing or something. Like, don't have to press buttons.
Either way, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Star Trek.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Speaking of James Bond, there's this... I don't know what James Bond movie it is, but I saw this TikTok and I showed it to George of the orchestra, the full orchestra recording the credits music that it kind of builds as the final scene is happening.
Yeah.
And then he says, the name's Bond, James Bond. And then they do like this.
The big hits.
Yeah, the big hits. But the big hits, and I said this to George, that's like it's the music of a spy because it's like really like composed and like
mm-hmm.
kind of reserved.
Okay, yeah.
And then you got these big like violent hits and then it goes back to being composed. So it's like
It's like boom, bow.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. It was so cool.
I went to the Academy Awards Museum of Movies.
That sentence starts off really cool.
Yeah.
I went to the Academy Awards, period.
Yeah.
I'm leaving that there. I'm not ruining what I got with that.
People are going to clip that. I mean, beyond belief.
Yeah, all people will.
George went to the Academy Awards. We got him.
But it's sort of an underwhelming museum on the whole.
I'm surprised by that.
Yeah, me too.
I guess, like, what kind of stuff underwhelmed you?
It was just didn't feel like... I, first of all, was not the maybe perfect customer because I recently had ACL surgery and I was on crutches and kind of in pain.
Oh, so George was getting a little cranky.
I was getting a little cranky. No, but it's George just sort of hard to maneuver. There was like maybe some more different rooms I would have been compelled to go into if they weren't so dang far away and moving on crutches wasn't annoying. But basically it just didn't like, it felt like it had room for improvement generally with like the how interesting the exhibits were and stuff.
What kind of was a cool thing that you saw?
That's what I was about to say. Good. It was from Indiana Jones. It was like this one cool scene and they showed how they made all the, you know, when they movies do like sound, they'll like use different stuff for sound.
Yeah.
Like it was like the big boulder rolling and it showed the guy like collecting the audio from like a car.
Oh, the Foley effect.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
What's the Foley effect?
It's the term for that.
Is that an effect?
Well, it's...
It's sound effect.
Foley is the sort of all the background sounds, I guess, that they use in the movies.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you'll see that in the credits.
Okay.
Yeah.
Foley master.
Like who does the foleying?
Yeah.
The foliar?
What would that title be, Dad?
I don't totally know, but I think it just says Foley.
Is that spelled the same as folly? Because that would be funny if they had a guy instead. No, was just making, doing follies. A lot of mishaps.
F-O-L-E-Y.
You're calling fault?
Yeah. for punches or something, they'll hit a watermelon or
exactly.
something.
Exactly.
Something wacky.
They get so wacky.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's just like whatever. You're not seeing it. You're not
exactly.
seeing all that wackiness, so
and
they're free
sounds,
to get as wacky
it
as they please.
Sounds good, too.
Yeah.
It does tend to sound good. I feel like there could be... You could do a joke about, do they really need to get that wacky? Sometimes they get extra wacky for the fun of it. But
sometimes they get
maybe,
extra
like
wacky just because they know they can.
Yeah.
I remember seeing the guy collecting one of the sounds for Star Wars, I think, and he was outside with like a headset and a recorder and a microphone and everything. And there was a big, like a telephone pole with a guy wire that like holds the pole up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he would tap the wire with a like a hammer or something, and it kind of made this like... And then they played the part in the movie where that sound came in. It's like, oh, yeah.
What sound was it?
It was like a
laser gun.
Laser gun or something firing.
One time I was playing with a humongous slinky, like 30 feet long. And when you slinked it, it totally sounded like a Star Wars laser gun.
Yeah. Our vacuum, when it's powering off, it totally sounds like, in fact, it's right there.
Can I become the Foley master really
can
quick?
You reach it without
I'll do it or can you do it easily?
I don't know.
George has never been performed.
George is like a bowl in a China shop.
Oh, okay, nice. George did it
with like a W-L
with it torn ACL and meniscus.
Yeah. George is like a beautiful bowl in a china shop. Exactly. He's right where he belongs.
Okay, so maybe you're best suited because you know this vacuum best.
Well, you just... There you go.
Oh, you hear that powering down sound?
Wait, okay.
Yep.
Oh. I mean,
someone do
like,
a laser gun. Ben, do a laser gun motion. Like
this? What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hope you guys are loving that.
Yeah.
Was that fun? That's our weekly Foley hour.
That yeah.
It was more of a Foley hour.
Yeah. That reminds
Boom.
Me of OT's hit YouTube video, Finger Shot.
Yes, his first foray into filmmaking is that 8 seconds long, and it's just this... That's it. That's all he did.
OT figured out like iMovie or something, so he just took a video of his finger doing a little finger gun and then going like that and added in this like massive like gun like laser cannon.
I think you guys have a super funny iMovie that is on one of your Instagram of, with you guys and Owen Rap.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, like that iMovie trailer.
Yeah.
That was like, madness.
It's like four kids from different walks of life.
Yeah, it was just like the stock iMovie.
Yeah. We didn't really, I mean.
That's on my Instagram if you guys are feeling compelled to go get in on the fun.
We didn't really know, I mean, obviously we don't know about like movie trailers, and we definitely didn't know about the little, like the trope of the movie or whatever, right?
No.
Because the whole template was like the, like
rag-tag
four kids. Yeah.
Bunch of friends.
Yeah. Do something or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But we didn't understand any of that. It was basically just like a bunch of funny clips we assembled, and then there was like stuff in between it, but like, I don't know what that stuff is.
No,
like,
yeah, it was...
like it just had some music in the background, but it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I feel like most trailers are pretty much that.
Yeah.
Yeah. In that way, we nailed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have access to your phone for questions?
Oh.
Ben wants to play.
Ben wants
Clash Royale or something.
Do you access
Ben's
to
hungry
phone?
For screen time. Yeah, I put in a question thing.
I'm going to do something your dad would never do. I have tea and I'm going to drink it right now. So.
Yeah, wonderful.
So
yeah.
Take that, Art.
He probably...
Get wrecked.
He probably likes some...
Oh, Oliver Pelly came through in a big way. Gone but not forgotten.
Got a boy.
Wait, only OT? Or
no,
others
too.
Okay.
But mostly OT.
Okay, nice.
I'm going to have to pee during this, so just let you guys know.
It's going to make me so angry when you
do. You know, this is a thought I had a lot when I was a younger kid, and I still have from time to time. How convenient would it be if I could just
pee
and have it like just instantly teleported away?
It'd be really nice, actually.
Yeah.
Like, just... No mess.
I used to feel that way about food, but now
I like
eating food.
I feel that way about food sometimes. I feel that
sometimes,
way about food when
yeah.
at school when I have to make it.
Yeah.
That is real.
I kind of wonder, along the lines of peeing, do fish have bladders? Is there any reason for a fish to hold it, or does it just come out all the time?
That's a really good question.
Well, any animal, there's no real reason to hold it, unless they're like in their den. Even then, do they just piss away? What's their deal?
No, I
well,
feel
I
like
think if you're a land animal, you don't want to be leaving a trail, right? Because... Then,
well, a lot of times they pee to mark their territory.
Right, but if you were just like leaking pee all the time, couldn't predators just
bladder.
Follow the trail right back to you?
Right. It
you
feels like there's reasons.
Wait, were you just suggesting that fish pee continually?
Or just,
I just didn't know whether fish have bladders or not, because what do they need them for?
Yeah, is there any reason?
Bladders
not to
at all.
Leaking?
That's interesting. I was just thinking they don't like hold it in.
Maybe it's a similar reason.
Oh, because they...
Like, maybe sharks have really good senses of smell.
Right.
They do.
And
they
so,
definitely do
if
fish.
You're just leaking it, you're leaking this pee trail.
Man, most bony fishes that...
I think that's why fish evolved diapers.
Help with what?
Yeah. What are you reading, George?
No, most fish do not have urinary bladders that store pee until it's safe to let it leave the body. They just go whenever they feel like it.
No way. Well, wait.
So,
but animals go whenever they feel like it, too. That's what I was kind of saying. Like, they don't, like,
we hold
our pee because we're not near a bathroom.
Going whenever you feel like it sounds like you have some way of storing it.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. They also put an exclamation point on that, so it doesn't feel that.
It doesn't sound so scientific anymore.
Do fish have pee?
They sound pretty pleased about their statement.
Yeah.
Do fish have a urinary?
This is like a 6-year-old who did a science report or something. They just go whenever they feel like it.
A urinary bladder is present in fish as an expansible part of the urinary duct.
So
Parse that, George. I dare you.
In mammals, it's a greatly expandable muscular sac. So it's sort of like they just have a pee pipe that can grow if it needs to.
Right.
Which I don't know when it would need to.
Yeah.
But we have an entirely different muscular sac.
I looked up why... Well, my sac is pretty muscular. I don't know, George.
I hasn't gone to the gym in 3 years.
I work out my bladder all the time.
Bladders,
bladder crunches. 50 in the morning, 50
which I'm
at
gonna.
Night.
Yeah, that's my bladder is soon gonna have to be emptied again.
Oh,
okay.
Back to the pee-pee stuff, Ben.
Yeah,
real mature.
Why can't you just teleport it away like I've always dreamed, Ben? That's so.
When would a fish feel like now's not the time?
Yeah,
his girlfriend's around.
It's totally rude.
Yeah.
I recently looked up why cats have tails.
Mm-hmm.
Because
balance.
Balance and also interestingly like social signaling and stuff.
But I feel like that social signaling might have come after they had the tails. They like had the tails and then started to use them for social signaling. I think they'd be kind of weird to like, oh, we need social signaling. Let's get a big old tail to use.
It seems like less efficient.
You got other stuff.
Yeah.
Use
yeah.
your feet or whatever.
Yeah. I guess it's that. Why don't we have tails? They've got four legs.
We used to.
Yeah, but then.
Oh, I would be so down to have a tail, actually.
Really?
Would it be skin or fur? I don't want a skin tail.
It would be skin. We don't have fur on the rest of us, so there's
we
no
have
way
fur on our heads.
And.
Yeah, but like rats. Rats have fur everywhere but the tail.
God.
That's true. That'd be gross, George.
Yeah.
But I.
Big old rat tail.
I really, truly don't want a skin tail, and I really do want a fur tail. I'm a furry.
Yeah, get yourself a fur tail, George. Get yourself a whole suit.
It'll probably be just a surgical enhancement sometime soon. You probably just get one.
Yeah. That's crazy.
And then, like, all
don't
the best.
Some people, like, like their tailbone is, like, longer.
A little bit prominent.
Yeah.
You're going to need all new pants, George. I don't know. Your wardrobe is going to need an upgrade.
Does the tail go in or out of pants?
Out of pants.
Oh, it's
out of pants.
Yeah, that would
droop down, or is it droop down like a dog's, or is it up?
It's prehensile.
It's up when he's signaling someone in some
socially.
Social way, and down when he's not.
And it can hold your body weight, like
yes.
Okay,
bounce around like a kangaroo.
No, it's not what I'm thinking. The other way, like hanging.
Oh, either way. Okay. Both ways.
Both, okay.
Simultaneously. Yeah.
Speaking of imaginary body things, we're I don't know if we had mentioned this before, but you and I had. Like, why aren't there diseases that make you feel better? Because it seems like that would be evolutionary advantageous to the virus, because you'd actually go out and get it.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's actually, I've never thought of that. That'd be so hype.
You just felt euphoric for a week.
I'm infected right now. You're like super strong.
That'd be, I haven't thought about that.
Yeah, why isn't there a virus that makes you feel more affectionate and like, oh my God, I love you so much getting the virus all over.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
And cooties, well, it's cooties.
That's called cooties, Ashton. Actually, a lot of girls have that growing up.
It's terrible. It runs through school, elementary school.
It's cooties and lice. It's, you know.
Yeah. We need to mask our children up for cooties. Yeah. Never mind COVID.
That'd be so cool. But I wonder, like big games coming up, you go to like an area that's known to give you the strength virus or whatever.
Big games coming up.
Big games coming up. George is like a little.
Sorry. I think in terms of the big game.
George.
Whenever I hear something, I'm like, how does this connect to the big game?
How does this connect to a big game?
We're playing state.
This is
state versus.
We could come home with the title. Okay?
Red v. Blue.
Yeah, I wonder what the next like evolutionary like thing is going to be, if there is any, for humans.
Okay.
There's definitely some.
Over the last couple topics, I've been sort of formulating this question because I'm thinking, wouldn't it be like cool to have a bigger bladder, and then it'd be cool to have a tail? So let's say like you get one change in that vein to your body, like new body part / altered current body part. What do we?
Gills.
Okay, wings.
Oh, that's so hard.
Is wings too OP?
Wings might be too OP.
Okay,
it feels like a superpower.
Yeah,
like within reason. Come on.
I think having way better vision would be cool. Like I heard some story of this woman who had it was like 10 times better the resolution than most people have. Like she could recognize like somebody from like 1,000 feet away or just some ridiculous.
Oh, real lady?
A real person, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait, so how does that not get like, if you can, because like in computers, when you can zoom in super far on something and it's still in sharp focus,
mm-hmm.
it's because there's more pixels.
Yeah.
So is her brain just getting overloaded with pixels at all time?
I guess. I should find that story.
That's kind of interesting because, to have 10 times better vision, are you like, is your brain 10 times more overwhelmed with stuff?
Probably.
Yeah.
You probably kind of filtered out, though. I'm going to find the story. You can put it in the comments.
Yeah.
Boom.
Put a link.
Yeah,
we won't.
Well, if you did, it would be a first.
Great idea. Not going to happen.
Does she see normally? But just like her long distances, far, I will find this stuff.
Like if I was looking at Ben with her vision, would I like see his like?
I'd find all the
yeah.
Or like if I was looking at that wood, would I see the?
I'd pick him apart mentally.
HD.
Is Gills is
Gills is on the edge of too OP. Maybe it has to be a land mammal. Something else a land mammal has.
Well, yeah. Okay. Do any land mammals have gills?
No.
Or I guess, I mean, not land, but mammals have gills.
Oh, sea mammals? No.
No, I think that is
they have lungs in the blowhole.
Yeah. Isn't it kind of
you
part
could do
of
lungs,
being a...
You could do blowhole style breathing?
Just bigger lungs?
Yeah, I guess. Bigger lungs, that's fair.
Wait. Blowhole, what is that?
It's just nostrils.
Yeah.
But they blow water out of it.
They blow air and water's in there, Jen. Yeah. Like a little water's in there, but it's mostly air.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, what was I going to say? Pouch? Pouch came to mind, but I don't think I'd want it.
I wouldn't want pouch. Well,
kangaroo pouches are gross.
Yeah. Gross.
They are?
The inside. Yeah.
No, they're not furry in there.
What's in there?
They're not furry.
It's like bone.
Like they're inside.
Oh, really?
Like exposed bone.
Ooh.
Wait.
Gross.
Is it exposed bone?
Yeah, I think
there's
so.
There's exposed bone in there.
It's, yeah, it's gross. It feels like
you felt one?
No. It feels
stuck
like a really
hand in. It was gross.
It feels like if you cut open a pregnant woman, it would just be.
Ooh.
It's like this.
Well, I guess it kind of is a.
It's like a
uterus or something.
It's just kinda. Like they got lazy designing the rest of the belly for the.
Yeah, they just didn't
so
close
if it's
it
like
off.
Pregnant women didn't have full bellies, and the baby could just peek its head out. It's basically what it's like.
But they're not actively.
They're not.
They birth them and then. Yeah. Pop up in the pouch.
Yeah, I know. But
still.
But it's basically.
I'm kind of
like.
That seems fairly error prone. I feel like I've seen that where, like, the baby kangaroo comes up and has to crawl its way into the pouch. It seems like you could just drop it. Like, you could be like, oh
God.
I thought it was pregnant. Now I can't find it.
Oh, yeah.
Can it? I mean, because it has to make a treacherous journey from, like, emerging what? Back into the pouch, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't just appear in the pouch.
No, but how. Does I don't know about kangaroos that much.
Maybe the mama picks it up and puts it in.
They're pretty jacked.
I think they're pretty small, though. They're tiny. They're like
the Joeys.
Yeah, when
they're this big.
They're when they're first born.
I don't know.
No way.
Okay,
we're
gonna put that. I'm gonna put a link to all this
I'll
in the comments.
No,
how big is a Joey
when it's first born? Ooh,
that was probably
how big is Joey and how big is Chandler? I love Friends.
Nah. George and I saw a Central Perk mug at the thrift shop today.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
It's the coffee shop from Friends.
Oh my God.
We're not fans,
okay,
but.
Okay. How big is a Joey? 1 inch long.
Whoa. You
Nailed
could
it.
Lose it.
Oh, yeah.
What? Oh my gosh. You could totally lose it. I'm sure they get
and
lost.
And they blend in with the dirt, too.
I'm sure they must have. They got to have something.
They
down.
Have that woman's vision. They all have that the vision of that one woman.
They have to have something down or like.
Female kangaroos spout a porch on their belly made by a fold. In the skin to cradle baby kangaroos called Joeys. Newborn Joeys are just 1 inch long. Okay, there's no you know how like new science words, there's like a biological like Latin root?
Yeah.
Some guy just got to have fun with Joey. That's not a Latin root.
But
that's
is that the scientific name for it?
Well, I don't know, but it feels like a... That's regardless, like, some guy got to have fun with Joey, okay?
I bet I knew who it was.
Some guy named Joey.
But I feel like there's like calf as like a baby cow.
But there's probably a... Like bovis.
Yeah, but I'm sure there's that.
Bovis minimus, yeah.
So there's also that
A funny
Joey,
skit
though.
Might be like the guy named Joey pitching what we should call baby kangaroos. And he's like, I've got a lot of science reasons behind it. I won't bore you guys.
Look, I really don't want to go, you know, I could get into the weeds here. But what it boils down to is that these things should be called Joey.
He's definitely an Australian guy, too.
Yeah. What is the difference? Do you guys ever find that when you Google something, the people also ask is often riddled with, like, kind of questions that seem a little weird or not weird, but just maybe like really obvious or not that kind of odd questions.
Yeah, like maybe relating things that like are like really not
like,
even
okay,
close to each other.
How big is a Joey? And then another one is, what is the difference between a kangaroo and a Joey? I mean, I guess that's fine. How many animals are called Joey?
That one.
Like, that. Like, who asks that?
Yeah. How many are there? Click it.
How many animals are called Joey? Oh, baby koalas are called Joeys, too.
Okay, fair. Oh. Fair question.
Okay. Maybe they found out both of those, and they were like, where does it end?
Yeah.
They found out both, but they're both marsupials, so.
Oh, so maybe it's a...
Are marsupials mammals still?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So is that like a class?
Oh,
yeah,
of course.
I think they are.
All marsupial babies are called Joeys. Kangaroos, wallabies, wombats, Tasmanian devils, possums, and bilbies.
I love marsupials. Those are such fun names.
Marsupials. Yeah.
Wait, rattle off those marsupial names again.
Kangaroos, wallabies, wombats, Tasmanian devils, possums, and bilbies. That's just
best animal group.
That's just
period.
What happens when you get Australians
that's
to name
an easy
a bunch
rap
of
all-star
right
team.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
That should be a rap group.
Those are the members of a tribe called Quest.
Yeah.
Kangaroo, wallaby.
What animal, like, is that a, what animal, like, poops in the cubes? Have you seen that?
No.
Like, their poop is shaped in cube? Look that up, Ashton.
That's another
thing. I'm going to look it up, but while I look it up, we watched a nature documentary about Kenya, and
Why don't I look it up so you don't have to...
Yeah.
Type and talk.
To be honest, I was so focused on what I was saying, I completely forgot
I knew.
To look up.
I knew that would happen.
What animal poops cubes? The bare-nosed wombat. Let's go marsupials.
What?
What, like five for five at this point on just sweet facts?
It's not a cube with sharp corners, is it?
It squeezes out nearly 100 six-sided turds every day. An ability that has long mystified scientists.
Are there pictures of them?
Post them in the comments.
Yeah. These hippos basically hang out in these little like rivers or ponds in Kenya.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
And
you guys don't get to see.
Their poop basically fuels the ecosystem, and it's fish food.
Hippo poop?
Yes.
Oh wow.
And there's this funny little shot where all these fish, this like school of fish, is basically following the behind of this hippo, like running around, like just waiting for it to poop. I don't know. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, that was a
nature's weird.
Yeah. Hippos are like so scary. I feel like
they are.
Like,
have you seen them eating?
They're just
pumpkins or watermelons.
Yes, it's so
I
easy.
I hate the way they eat it because when they smash down with it, no finesse, it hits like the roof of their mouth.
Yeah,
they don't even use their teeth.
Well, they have
like four teeth.
Yeah, I know, but it looks like. Can you picture eating? Like, I don't want
completely different.
Like, I know, but I don't like to see
they
that
do it
crap.
like George plays with Legos or something.
Yeah.
Probably. I'm so strong, but I don't know how to use it.
Yeah, I got into it actually in a big trouble with some Legos last year.
In what way?
I never have used a Lego set. I always just did mismatched Legos. And then
I actually remember doing mismatched Legos at your house.
That's the way to go. And then I used a Lego set and dumped them all into one big. You're supposed to open the bags one at a time.
They're numbered.
Yeah, I was just going, I guess that's my own fault, obviously. And then it was like marginally harder to finish. So it wasn't actually that
big of a deal.
You got
into some big trouble with those Legos.
I think those themed Legos are relatively new because I remember when I was a kid, I don't think
they would just have the bricks and.
Yeah, you just got a box of bricks and you go for it. Like,
yeah.
But there's no instructions.
Were you a beast at that?
I was a beast, yeah. I could make any spaceship.
Like
two or more bricks and I was, you know,
Lego to computer computer interest pipeline? Is that?
Building things, yeah.
Yeah, like.
Kind of I did sense. A Lego.
Certainly didn't work with you, George.
Lego computer.
You'd
like,
be surprised.
Like car building class at, you know, where's the park that Pony Baseball's played?
McKenzie.
That
you're asking, you're asking three experts.
I know.
On that, well, on that
exactly.
Question. Yeah.
I was very confident that you guys would know.
This
Jeez. Yeah.
This one is drooping, and I think it's that lever
Mm-hmm. That physics brain likey.
Yeah, my physics.
You want to just fix it?
Well,
no, thank you. You're using the wrong. Use this one and then scoot it back.
Well, yeah, I'm got to do both of those though.
Okay, that's fine. Wait, so Lego computer?
No.
What did you say?
Like car building.
George just hears what he wants to hear.
Hold on.
Wait, that's actually nothing like.
Am I hearing you correctly when I say Lego?
Lego computer. Fascinating. More
expand
on that.
Lego car building?
Yeah, and they would like, but they were like motorized and would like work.
So Lego engine?
I don't remember.
Okay.
The engines wouldn't be Lego. You would like build a Lego
body
around a little motor engine.
Yeah,
that's fun.
You guys ever go to Legoland?
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah, I feel like it's underwhelming.
I think it is. We went.
I remember being absolutely blown away by it as a 6 year old or some.
All the Lego sculptures are really cool.
Oh yeah, I guess that's sweet.
But the way I remember it is that you walk in and there's like this like Lego car, like sort of mellow roller coaster that's basically just going around like the whole park or something. I don't really remember. That's how
you were sick.
I visualize it in my head.
Yeah.
And slightly related, I think at the Dallas airport, Dad. Some airport we were at recently, but it was the last time we went to Texas, not the most recent time.
Yeah.
Well, those are the same thing. The time before the last time, we went on that like kind of rail car or whatever that was like on this track around the entire airport. Do you remember that?
Oh yeah, Dallas.
And it was
lots
of airports
like,
have that.
I loved it. It was like Legoland.
Like kind of a nuisance, no?
No, it was so cool.
Childlike wonder.
I felt like it was like a futuristic city, and I was like on this huge, like raised. I felt like this is what the world would be like if we didn't have
wars
hall or something. Or like wars or whatever. And it's like this futuristic city.
Yeah, it felt like that.
Like cars, like it just felt like that. It was so cool. I was getting the whole like panoramic view of the airport, and I was going around. It was amazing.
Actually, I just did that, and when I was in Arizona,
yeah. Did you love it?
Yeah.
Sky Harbor.
Yeah, Sky Harbor.
I love that place.
You get on it. It's called like the Sky Train, maybe.
Yes,
Sky
yes.
Train.
That's exactly what it's called. Sky.
It
was a,
and you,
even the name.
It takes you straight to the rental car place, and I got to see the Arizona Cardinals jet that they take.
Oh, nice.
Cool.
See, if that's how I got from place to place, I'd just keep going places. I would not
have time to stop. I saw something on the internet, which it's like kind of surprisingly interesting. It was like if you went to the grocery store and just removed all, I forget what the exact word it used, like
food,
all sense of habit or routine, regularness, whatever, just kind of looked at it with like complete like childlike wonder, like it would just be the most like imagine just going to the grocery store with and then you're just surrounded by all this prepackaged food and like you get
like
you get what I'm
back,
saying
like going back to like
primitive? If you're a caveman,
yeah.
No, just yourself, but you just take away all sense of
knowing what a grocery
store is. This is not getting you guys.
George, do you agree with the sentiment? Do you find that it would be cool?
Yeah, I think
so. That's all you need. Well,
you're not.
I don't know if that really gets me in the way you're explaining it.
What you did with, like yes. You could just get on that sky train and be like, oh, travel to my another gate. This is kind of a hassle.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, sick. Like,
yeah, I was loving it. Yeah. And if. Yes. Yeah.
All right.
I'm not going to rain on your parade. I refuse to rain on your parade.
You couldn't.
Wait. Explain it to me one more time.
Well, I feel like. Yeah. Okay. Go.
Let me try to find it. Because I don't feel like I'm.
No, I'm saying. I don't think I understand it.
I get what you're saying. It's like you walk into this like massive emporium of like
endless
anything
options
you could ever want, and it's all categorized, and there's 50 different choices for every single thing.
Okay,
I guess I just if you just take away like the like how normal it is
to
you,
right.
Yeah,
and just approach it like you.
I think that people do that from different countries when they come to America.
Yeah, or if we went to if you went to a different country and like they had some massive selection of, I don't know, some little thing,
rabbits or something.
Yeah, or like some crazy fruits we don't have here.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, but I think,
whoa,
I think because like huge supermarkets are like such a big thing here and they're not in like a lot of other countries.
Yeah.
Like I've seen videos of people like walking into like a Costco or it's like a Walmart or something. Yeah. Like having a similar reaction.
Exactly.
Describing. Yeah.
I basically kind of.
I'm not going to look it up because now we're.
We've all got it.
I kind of stay having my mind blown in a similar way whenever I watch a nature thing.
Oh, always gets
just
nice.
The fact that all these wacky looking creatures are walking around in like the same ecosystem, and that they're all so wacky looking for a reason. Mm-hmm. It's so amazing. Like we're just watching like all these African little critters are hanging out in this like oasis or whatever, and you got the fish and the like. In the little pond, and also the hippos in the pond. Yeah. And oh my gosh, this was crazy. The fish, the hippo will open its mouth underwater, and the fish
we'll
come and pick the food out of its teeth. And for the fish, it's a meal. And for the hippo, they're getting their teeth cleaned.
That's pretty
so
crazy.
Sweet. I wonder
it's
if
amazing.
One, like,
it's like insane.
One jackass hippo one time just got too hungry and chomped down and ruined it for everyone.
Yeah,
I imagine they did.
Can hippos tell when that's going on? They know to keep their mouth open?
I'm sure.
Probably.
Yeah. Which is crazy. I mean, just that level of like evolution where it's like you have a drive to like interact with some different animals in that way. It's just so
it's
cool.
So sweet.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
There's this dog at work and it looks a lot like a wolf. And it's pretty into squeaky toys, and it kind of made me think, like, I bet real wolves would like squeaky toys. And then I had this vision of myself, like, in a helicopter going over, like, Wyoming or something, like, pushing squeaky toys out the door of the helicopter, and all the wolves down there would just be so stoked. And their prey would be stoked, too, because they'd hear the wolf playing with the squeaky toy, and they'd know to get out of the way.
The wolves would, I guess, then ultimately be not stoked because then they would.
That's true. They'd have to learn to put the toys away and go.
They might
stop squeaking.
It would be an exercise in willpower for the wolf. You know, I really want to play with this toy right now, but I also want to eat.
Those wolves I've been a little overindulgent lately, and I think it's time we teach them a lesson.
Yeah,
that would be pretty interesting though, just to give a squeaky toy to a wolf and see if they're as into it as a dog is.
Yeah,
I think I heard saw something. Basically, like dogs like squeaky toys because it reminds them of like the squeals of them killing something.
Yeah,
oh, yikes. So wolves would probably be totally into it.
Yeah, but they'd be fired up.
Yeah.
Yeah, my dog, whose name is Wolf, loves squeaky toys.
Oh, he does?
But he eats them.
There you go.
Like, eats them fully. And so he
oh, for real?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's.
Gobbles down.
That's.
Wow.
That
I
seems
love
to...
that. I literally love that dog.
George, do you plan on getting a dog as soon as when?
As soon as it's like I can reasonably, I don't want to get a dog and then like give it a shit life, you know?
Right.
So I want to like have a cool apartment and be able to have the time to, or whatever, house, I don't know, whatever, have the time to like take it on walks
apartment,
and all that.
Apartment, it occurred to me, so OT lives in an apartment and their neighbor has a dog and they're like kind of on the interior of the apartment. It's quite a big complex where it's not just like stairs right outside your apartment and there's outside there. You kind of have to like go through some mm-hmm. hallways and stuff. And their neighbors have a dog, and then they said like, oh yeah, we hear the dog going by every time it needs to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And that just occurred to me like, oh my God, like having a dog in an apartment is way less convenient than having a dog in a house.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that never really occurred to me.
Yeah. So I want to like obviously be in a position where I can give a dog a good life. But like as soon as that's feasible, I'm pretty much in.
I think, George, what you need is an apartment that you own that is just one thing that you have all to yourself.
Or a house. Maybe a house.
Yeah.
What kind of dog, George?
A big,
big dog.
A big dog.
Big one.
Yeah. Wolf is a, what is he?
He's like, what type of dog is he?
Mm-hmm.
He's an Alaskan Malamute Chow.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
He basically looks like a husky, though, kind of.
Yeah, basically.
Are those?
And that's freaking
sweet. Are the dogs that look like wolves closer to wolves, actually, like evolution
style?
Probably.
I feel like they must be. Like, Tiana's mom's dog is like this big, like it seems like pretty far from a wolf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think if you look like a wolf and you're about the size of a wolf, you're probably pretty wolfy.
Yeah, it seems like it.
Yeah.
It's actually interesting. But like maybe like personality wise, hard to say.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I feel like wolf's pretty, he's pretty wolfy.
Really?
Like
if push came to shove, would he eat you? Like if he was hungry?
Me?
Yeah.
He loves beasts.
He would kind of eat anyone but me.
Yeah, George.
With any luck.
George loves, like, George could sit with him for, like, hours.
I kind of like to pretend I have a special bond with him. I basically just don't, yeah. But, oh, man, do I.
George, you're like that guy that went to live with the bears in Alaska, and everybody said, oh, that's a terrible idea. Don't go live with the bears. And he's mm-hmm. like, it's fine. The bears love me. And then I think the bears ate him eventually.
Yeah. Mm. Bears, I think, bears. There's like Instagram accounts where people are like kind of have like
yeah
they're yes. like rescue bears or something but yeah. they basically go hang out with bears like yeah. in an enclosed space
they like wrestle with bears in yeah. a kind of like playing with your dog sort of fun way
that feels kind of presumptuous of that guy like yeah. like oh look at me I'm so comfortable with these bears like no you're I don't think you technically are
yeah
like, yeah they like let him like eat honey or like peanut butter off their hand
yeah
or something.
Yeah don't do that they're yeah. not worth it
yeah
yeah.
But I would basically do that with Wolf, but he's obviously way less.
Yeah, he's
less.
A domestic dog. He's not a...
Okay, but it's a domesticated bear in their eyes.
Is it though?
The bears
is
don't...
Is it though?
Dogs have been being domesticated for
thousands
of years.
No, I know, but I'm saying like...
Yeah, exactly. Because yeah. their eyes are the wrong eyes.
Yes. I wonder yes. what effect that has on like a dog's like wild animal instincts. Because they haven't had to use them.
What has?
Because presumably any dog that you're getting hasn't mm-hmm. been a wolf for a long time in yeah. many generations.
Yeah.
So do those instincts just go away?
Probably.
I think some of them don't, like the instinct to protect the pack. Because definitely, like, I forget the exact scenario, but one of you guys was little, like a baby, and we had a dog. It must have been OT. And some sketchy person came up to mom at the beach and like her instincts kicked in to protect both of them. And she was a golden retriever, so not super wolfy, but she definitely yeah. thought
fine.
You're sketchy.
You guys had a doggy?
We did. Cool. Yeah, golden retriever, yeah.
There's a video of OT, basically early OT days when Alo was still alive, the dog.
Is that the dog, yeah.
Cool name. I like that.
I like
yeah, it is a great name, and it's even a good human name,
yeah.
I think.
Ayla or Alo?
Ayla.
Oh, yeah. I heard Alo also.
Tiana,
I think you could go either way.
Yeah, me too.
Said she liked that name for a human baby girl, and I couldn't help but agree.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I found myself compelled to agree.
Well, there's a video of basically early OT days, and Ayla's in that, and... The Beatles, Across the Universe, is the music, and it will make your heart melt.
Nice.
We'll put a link to it in the comments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or
his comments are going to be popping.
Yeah.
I see, like, Wolf, like, I see his ears perk up when he hears or sees something.
Mm-hmm.
And then he starts doing this thing where he, like, starts to walk really slowly and put his feet down, and it, like, totally looks like he's hunting.
Oh. It's so interesting.
That's exactly what I needed to hear.
And, like, when he, because I've seen him, like spot something way down our hill
mm-hmm.
and then just go after it and like pull up like a snake or something.
That's
like,
so my goodness. Cool.
And it just like totally.
Yeah.
Does he bring home venomous snakes?
No, he does not. Thankfully.
Dogs were domesticated by humans over many generations, but mm-hmm. kind of with the cooperation of the dogs. Like there was, I think my understanding is that there was like a little something in it for them because
they
just
would
like kind of
food
free food and
us?
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, could we do that with bears? have we tried? And if
well, that one guy tried.
Yeah, but he's only got one little generation of bears. Like, can we just like cut off a bloodline of bears and just start making them try to live with us?
We should just breed smaller ones so like they get down to a reasonable size.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or maybe crossbreed a bear with a dog. Is that so crazy?
Don't think you can just do that.
We can. Lions and tigers do it.
But then they can't reproduce.
Donkeys yeah, and mules.
They can't reproduce.
But those generations aren't. Yeah.
Guys, I want to see. One of you guys, you could do this, could biology, but I want to see a mammoth in my lifetime. I want to
yeah.
see DNA.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, resurgence.
Yes.
Elephants are up there with possible favorite animal.
Yeah. They're Emma's favorite animal.
Yeah.
Not yeah, really good favorite animal choice. I mean they're
just so
massively
cool.
intelligent and very cool.
Yes.
And
I got to like pet one once or like it was I think it was a Sacramento Zoo. Anyway, the elephants came up close.
I thought you were going to say it was like a sacrament. Like
it was a sacrificial element.
It was at mass and they brought in an elephant.
Yeah, it's part of the ceremony.
It's the sacrament of the element.
Mm-hmm. But
elephant
their skin pet. Is like really soft. It like it looks like they'd be sort of like really
leathery.
Hard and kind of leathery.
Like little hair like hairs on the skin.
Yeah, and its big eye was right there with its eye, and it was just looking right at you. It was really
yeah. cool. So
cool. It was really cool.
I think whale sharks are cool, but people swim way too close to them and they should be bothering them less when
Yeah, when, people should be bothering them less. People should be bother people. Most things.
Yeah.
Less.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. It was like, yeah, it's so depressing.
Unless it's me, I can bother them. They like it when I bother them.
It's
I've
not bothering. It's more of we have a mutual respect for each other.
Yeah.
It's really
giants, giants of the sea.
Me and the whale sharks. Two giants of the sea.
It's quite depressing when you're watching one of these aforementioned nature documentaries and they throw in a thing about like humans have essentially like gone in and messed everything up about this habitat that they're talking about. Like, oh, look at how cool this animal is. Well, there's five of them.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, really? You need ivory? Meester? You guys need your ivory? How about cool it with the ivory and let these elephants live?
I was going to say this when we first started talking about this, but I completely forgot. But I think, you know what I think is really cool is those like terrariums. Yeah, have you seen those? Put like
little or big?
Either.
Bigger the better.
Yeah, well, they start off with something small, and it, like they've slowly like more animals come in and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They don't necessarily like they sometimes put them in there, but sometimes just like maybe there's like something in the soil and like bacteria come up and they like
plant. Those are very cool.
Those are sick.
Yeah, where you just let a little ecosystem happen.
You know, it's kind of I don't know if this is it's probably I don't know. Basically, the one thing I have anxiety about is like the future of our planet.
Yeah.
So
that's pretty crazy. I think.
That's a big one.
I feel like that is very, very low down on the list of things I'd have anxiety about. Like, it's obviously a pressing issue, like, for politics, but just, like, world issues and my own anxiety are, those are just two totally different fields.
I'm always wary in nature documentaries. And they start talking about that crap. I'm like, oh, I know it's, like, such an issue, but, like, I just can't even hear about that.
Yeah, I would say day to day, I'm not super anxious about that. But when I, like, think about it, I'm like, oh, shit. Like, we, like, there, that's definitely something that we should maybe be on.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
if we lose rhinos for good,
putting my foot down.
They will never hear the end of it from me.
Have you guys seen that? I think this is true. This guy put this sealed globe together, and it had like some kind of basically soil at the bottom or some kind of sediment at the bottom.
Yeah.
Plant, and then like these little shrimp, and it was sealed, and it...
Was it waterful?
It was full of water, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a word, everybody.
Waterful. It was waterful, and the whole ecosystem, like... Just lived for like 20 years.
So
like
sick.
Like
so
the shrimp
sick.
Bred and the plants so grew cool. And the thing decayed and the bacteria ate the things that died. And like so, the whole, it was like just this cool little metaphor for the world.
Yeah. Very cool.
People, there was this guy who would like make terrariums where he would just go into the woods and get like wet soil and like a thing of moss and then just like put it in there with some water. Like a lot of water, and then it was just like.
So boom, it'll like do its thing. Little stuff comes out
so
and dies and gets recreated.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so really interesting. That's also like, I feel like when you, I was kind of getting my way here and then we got sidetracked, but like when you kind of relinquish the normalness of just, or like how accustomed you might be to how different animals look, it's pretty crazy. Like, and I think, I thought about this before, like imagine it's like, you know how in Avatar, The Last Airbender, they have all these like,
combos.
Kind of almost animals.
Yeah.
But they'll be like combos or just something that is not. A thing.
Yeah.
It's just like, if you just think of it like that, it just might as well be that. Like,
yeah.
All these things around us, like, they're wacky looking enough to be aliens. Like, you gotta appreciate it.
Yeah, you just get used to them.
It's
like the supermarket thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially like little.
Oh, well, it's a little better than that, George.
Well, you know. do they give you packaged food? I'm hungry.
Sure, they're wacky looking animals, but everybody needs food, George. And they need it prepackaged.
I think especially like little like bugs. Like bugs get me the most.
Bugs are crazy looking.
Yeah.
Like,
do you think the littler they get, the more room for wackiness they have? Cause
I think there's a limit it reaches, and then they get normal.
They get more and more normal.
Yeah, like little gnats and flies, but like
because that's why they're so small. What if we zoomed in? They're crazy.
I don't like. Okay.
I don't know.
Either. It's pretty crazy that they just work. Like these little microscopic things, like they run around and they eat things and they...
Yeah.
They just... Like if you tried to build something like that, that was that small and could cruise around and figure things out and know what to eat
it
and know...
It would be a disaster.
It would be a disaster. Yeah.
Which is some. Like... I heard this on a podcast that it's like kind of that sort of sentiment. Like it might be that just the quickest way to get like... protein folding, because like it's a big thing that simulating protein folding is this, like, basically
big deal.
Yeah. It's like math. It's really hard to do that. The math of that is whatever. It's really hard for humans to recreate that. But humans do it all the time.
Yeah, we're literally, we don't have
and
to
animals
simulate
do
it.
Yeah, it's just happening, and our bodies do that like it's nothing. So they were saying, like, it might be just, like, the quickest way to get protein folding on that sort of scale that efficiently is just to have the earth and those initial conditions and let it run its course. Like,
whoa, that's cool.
Yeah,
that is,
like,
crazy.
Yeah.
That took, like, 4 billion years. I think that's the quickest way.
I don't know if it's the quickest way, but, like...
That's what their claim was.
George, you're not being charitable.
I think maybe it was like it's the most for sure way that it's going to happen.
Maybe.
Speaking of which, George, weren't you going to fire up a ChatGPT?
Thing? I can do that.
We also have questions.
Oh yeah, what was Oti's question? I forgot.
Oh, he's got zillions. You couldn't have forgotten because I never said it. That's my special move.
Fire off the questions, and then we'll start. Yeah, we'll start these questions. I'll bend.
Oh, number two. Well, whatever. One of his questions was talk about ChatGPT and ask it stuff. Boom, we're on the same page. Let's go.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you what. Well, you
can tell us about.
I'll tell you one thing while you look it up. But I've used it for work a couple of times, and like one time it was spot on. It was like I wrote some code and I was like, oh, there's probably a better way to do this, and I pasted it into ChatGPT and said, what's a better way to do this? Came back immediately with the right answer. But then I've asked it more complicated things like, can you do a function to do whatever?
Yeah.
And it comes back so quickly and confidently that you just believe the answer.
Yeah.
And then you start looking at it and you go, wait, that's wrong. And I'll even like ask it, say, hey, on this line you said this and that's not right. And it goes, oh, yeah, well, you can correct it by doing this. And it gives you like a sort of a second suggestion.
Yeah.
And then I
is
feel
that
like
often
one,
right.
What's that?
Is that second suggestion often right?
Well, like one time it wasn't. And like,
and then
so it gave me three wrong answers in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, hey, I asked you this question and you gave me three wrong answers in a row. What's up? And it kind of made some excuses. It's like, well, I don't have a compiler and I was trained on a body of text and I'm just an AI. It's like, oh my gosh. Well, don't be so confident with your answers then.
Yeah. I'm just an AI. Jeez. I can't do everything.
Okay.
What were you doing?
Signing up.
Oh, I think I have,
oh, you
account.
Have to sign up.
I'm signed up.
You already signed up?
Okay. I'm going to say we're four guys on a podcast. What should we talk about?
That's a good question.
Okay. On a comedy podcast.
I sort of...
No, let's give it a lot of range to start.
Yeah. I can't totally get how it knows things, which I think is...
How?
That's a pretty big thing, right?
Hasn't it just like basically read everything on the internet and learned?
I think that's the gist of it, yeah. But it is just... It is... like internet articles will say, oh my gosh, this is going to be terrible. Kids are going to be like cheating with it, having it write their essays and stuff. But it writes wrong stuff. So it'll just confidently spit out stuff that's just incorrect. And
OT and I tried like gaslighting it a little, where we said, what is the main character's name from Breaking Bad?
Uh-huh.
And it said Walter White. And then we said, no, it's not. You said it was Walter White. But this is incorrect. What is the name actually?
Uh-huh.
And it was like, oh, my bad. It's Walter Hartwell White, which is his middle name.
Uh-huh.
We should have gone farther than that.
Yeah,
one
you
more.
Stopped right there.
Yeah.
Well, Why don't we try?
We've got enough.
Okay, here we go. I said we're four guys in a podcast. What should we talk about? This is kind of, it says a few options. Current events, personal experiences, hobbies or interests, pop culture, or have on experts or guests.
Say, be more specific.
Get more specific.
Yeah.
I need something funny now.
Be more specific.
I need something funny now.
Can you get like colloquial with it?
You can.
It's read everything on the internet.
Okay, yeah.
You're not formal enough for me, is what it's going to say. But, really, George?
In the current
parody, you
the
can create a parody of a popular TV show, satirizing current events, improv games such as scene to music or freeze can lead to unexpected or humorous situations. That's good. Pranks, playing pranks on each other or on the public can be a source of laughter.
What is playing a prank on the public
at large? Comedy sketches. Remember, the key to making a podcast funny is to be authentic. Don't tell me the key.
Yeah, don't tell me the key.
Fucking robot.
Like, yeah, like you know about...
That GPT has several popular podcasts, so it knows.
Don't try too hard to be funny. Let your natural sense of humor shine through. No
say,
thanks.
Say, I want to play a... I like playing a prank on the public. What does that look like? Which one? What should I do to them?
Will it remember my previous conversation?
It does. Oh, okay. Yeah, so you don't have to refer back. It just
kind
of knows.
Oh, nice. That's so sick.
I want to play a prank on the public. Give me some
suggestions.
Suggestions. I don't type with both thumbs. I type with my left index finger and my right thumb.
Oh, I do the same thing.
Yeah, I know.
Or no, maybe I do it the other way around, but I'm definitely mismatching. I'm going thumb.
Really?
Yeah, and yeah. It's definitely less efficient. I'm a terrible typer.
You think so?
Uh-huh. Yes.
How is it? Why?
Because everyone who types with both thumbs is rapid with it.
Yeah,
Okay, it's important to be mindful of potential consequences of any prank you might play in the public. It's possible that someone could be offended or upset by your prank. You should be prepared to apologize if that happens. Lost and found. Set up a lost and found table in a public place. Put out a variety of unusual items, or like a single glove or a toy dinosaur. Then sit back and watch to see if anyone takes the bait and tries to claim one of those items. That'd be awesome.
That
mystery voice. We're not done. Okay. Set up a microphone in public and use a voice changer to make your voice sound mysterious and otherworldly. Then make announcements over the microphone pretending to be an otherworldly being or a voice from the future.
Oh.
The swap. Swap the contents of two
packages.
In
quotations
packages.
For those on Spotify.
Yeah, I did air quotes. Swap the contents of two packages in a public place, such as a grocery store. For example, you could put a bag of potatoes in a bag of chips and a bag of chips... in a bag of potatoes. And that's it.
I don't think ChatGPT has thought that one through very well.
Put a bag of chips in a bag of potatoes.
That's not exactly a swap.
Yeah, those are both kind of, I mean, they could be both potato-based items. Also, what's the prank there? Someone unwittingly takes home a
bag of potatoes containing a bag of chips, too?
And you don't see it at all? You don't see the prank? And
then, I'd be kind of stoked. I'd be like, oh,
yeah, free chips.
Free chips.
The disappearing act. Set up a table with a tablecloth in public place, then disappear underneath the tablecloth while someone is watching.
Wait, what disappears?
You. You put a tablecloth in a table and then I think just duck under the table as they're looking at you?
While someone's watching.
This sounds like a six-year-old is like.
Yeah, that's not a prank.
not even close.
Like, hey, what are you doing under there?
What if you said, like, give me a bit that John Mulaney hasn't done but would do?
Oh, that's a good one.
Give me an original John Mulaney style comedy.
Okay, I'll bite.
I saw a TikTok of John Mulaney's sister doing comedy, stand-up comedy.
Yeah,
and it was
funny,
like lower budge than John Mulaney because.
He's John Mulaney.
He's so famous.
Yeah.
But it was totally like, it was like John Mulaney's sister. I was like, oh yeah, this is like something John Mulaney would say. Like it was, they were totally
I thought you guys were going to have him on the podcast. Weren't you going to like.
Him and Devin White.
Him and Dev. Okay. He's really, oh wow, he's doing it.
Read it in, wait, can I read it in the John Mulaney voice?
Yeah. I would be terrible at that. So yeah, it's best you do.
I don't know if I'm going to be good at it. Oh my god! It's in the process of spitting it out.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's pretty long.
I kind of wondered if that spitting it out, which if you've ever done it, you've seen it. Like, is that just an effect? Like, it could just spit it out. All, like, it knows the answer, and it's
yeah.
Just
I can't imagine
like,
it.
It's think yeah.
Maybe it's easier on the whatever be just easier on the computer to give it a little bit of time.
Maybe so
it's just interesting in the subtle ways it slips up. Okay, here's a potential comedy bit in the style of John Mulaney. You know what I hate?
Okay, you can't do that.
Going to the doctor.
I like it. I think
okay,
it's good.
Okay,
it's just such a drag. They always make you wait forever. And then when you finally see the doctor, they're like, okay, so what brings you in today?
That was pretty good.
And you're like, well, I have a sore throat and a headache. And they're like, sounds like you have a cold. No, it actually says expletive, Sherlock. It's censoring itself. No expletive, Sherlock. I didn't come here. Okay, and then it says this. I didn't come here to get a medal for figuring out I have a cold. Like, it
That's,
seems like
yeah.
like you don't get a medal.
You didn't figure out it.
Oh, jeez. Oh. And I flicked the other guy, too. So, okay, no problem.
Okay,
problems.
We're good.
We're good?
Yep.
Okay.
And if you had said that was Seinfeld, I would have believed that, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't come here to get a medal. I came here to see if you could give me something for it. But no, they have to run all these tests and all these questions. Well, seems like if you want something meaningful from the doctor.
You know what, I hate the doctor because they want to find out what's wrong with me.
Yeah. And he also is just getting mad at it for being too general about what kind of things they're diagnosing you with. Okay, do you have any allergies? No, I'm allergic to going to the doctor. That's like a... it's almost like it's like
a six-year-old again.
Yeah. Do you have a family history of heart disease? No, my family has a history of avoiding the doctor at all costs.
What?
Yeah.
What is
it? Yeah, I mean,
it's almost like it's just a bad stand-up comic.
Yeah, I mean, we give it 2 seconds to.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I wonder what it is good at. Cause
well, I'd be way more surprised if he wrote like a golden.
If it, yeah, I mean, if it was legitimately funny, that would. I mean, it's kind of bound to just not be that good.
Yeah. Which maybe means we're all right on the whole, like...
We're okay for now.
Yeah.
For now.
Until version two.
Yeah. So what do you...
How do you improve?
Okay, give me, like, the future timeline for AI from this jumping off point. Where do we go from here?
I think it would probably evolve pretty quickly, because, let me think. It's been around in some form or other for at least 25 years, but... I think a lot of the, image recognition and stuff like that, like text processing, I feel like it's going to kind of exponentially build on itself. And it also feels like you could have a family of AIs where, like, if you ask it something that it's not really specialized at, it'll hand it off to another one. So it's sort of like building a brain where, mm-hmm. like,
different
each little
sections.
Silo is good at its own thing. Like, one could do math, one can do computer science, one could do English, you know, medicine. Comedy, whatever. Mm. So I think it's going to be pretty crazy by the time you guys have kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's going to make it like weird for like schools. Like, because I know like some professor are worried that kids are just having AI write their essays and like.
Yeah. And this is like version one.
Yeah. Basically. So it could just like really hurt that maybe if it's like.
Yeah. I mean, you can do in class written essays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Killing trees though.
Oh. I'm going to ask it for, like, a rap lyric. Like, give me some clever wordplay.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Eminem rap lyric.
Give me a... I was going to say Jay-Z.
Eminem is more...
Eminem is, like...
I wanted to say Jay-Z.
Okay.
Go.
Give me a rap lyric rife with wordplay. Wordplay. In the style of Eminem.
Yeah, you use your right index finger.
I don't even know how I type. No, I have to remind myself.
I just do thumbs.
I think thumbs is definitely the way to go. But
some people do like the swipe.
I do the swipe sometimes.
Oh, where you just kind of draw your thumb over the screen.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. It's kind of a neato way to.
Oh, I do. I do right thumb, left index. Is that what you guys do?
I do right thumb, left index. Ashton does left thumb, right index.
Oh, that's weird.
That's different. I hate it. Okay.
It's not what I'm into.
Potential rap lyric with wordplay in the style of Eminem. I'm the king of the mic, no debate. I spit rhymes that are sharp as a razor blade. I leave MCs in the dust. It's a massacre. I shatter your dreams like a broken mirror.
I feel like when Eminem like makes it like different syllables, like words different syllables.
I leave MCs in the dust. It's a massacre. A shatter your dreams like a mirror, broken mirror.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I was like.
I'm a lyrical mastermind. I'll blow your mind. I made a judgment call that Eminem impression would be more tiring over time than the John Mulaney impression.
Yeah.
On you or everyone else?
Everybody. Oh, me. Okay. Yeah.
Me.
All of the above.
I'm a lyrical mastermind. I'll blow your mind. Mm. I leave whack rappers behind. I'm one of a kind. I don't need no auto tune. My flow is raw. I'm the real deal. I'm the cream of the crop. No straw. Is there a reason you'd have a straw?
To drink up the cream of the crop?
What is, or is it like?
I don't like
No, but is it like a straw? Like crop?
Okay. Yeah. Meh.
That could be handy if you needed like just filler lyrics while you were coming up with the real ones.
How about mm-hmm. how about write me a triple entendre?
Try it.
Ooh.
Write me a...
Have you seen those like videos of like breaking down rap bars mm-hmm. that are like triple entendres and
yeah.
stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like...
Love those.
Yeah, those are good. And like there was one... I forget who said it, but it was like it would take 40 men for me to suffer 80 feet.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one.
I think it might have been Eminem.
I find it was Eminem. 80 was, feet.
Yeah,
and a defeat.
Yeah.
So. Okay, I'm going to...
Is that triple or...
That's it. I don't know.
It yeah, gives okay. me...
It's enough.
It yeah. gives me the whole... background context for the triple entendre.
Mm-hmm. Will we get it without?
Say the triple entendre story. And let's find.
Yeah, and I'm going to say what it gives me, which is...
Give us the background
yeah,
yet.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like you need it, maybe. I feel like it's giving a setup for how... It's not a single line, is what I'm saying.
Okay, mm-hmm. go. Well, then just say it.
And see if you can decipher the entendres.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was feeling a little bit hungry, so I decided to visit the local diner. The waitress asked me what I wanted, and I said, I'll have the Big Dipper. She gave me a strange look and said, I'm sorry, we don't have a dish called the Big Dipper. I chuckled and replied, that's okay, I'll just have a burger and fries instead. She still looked confused, so I explained, you know, the Big Dipper, it's a constellation, but a burger and fries will suffice.
Do you know where the entendres
it's
lie?
It's telling me what it is, but I don't know if I believe it.
The Big Dipper, you know the Big Dipper, it's a constellation, but a burger...
I don't think you guys are going to
get it. No.
I don't think
okay, in this triple entendre, the phrase Big Dipper can be interpreted as one, a dish on a menu. Well, it only is because you're saying that this guy...
Ordered a Big Dipper. Yeah, yeah, I would never think that if he wasn't explicitly in a restaurant saying this
like,
is a dish.
Like, if that's in a song, it's like, oh, because the Big Dipper, you can order. That's a classic menu item.
Even the waitress was confused.
Yeah,
was confused.
Everybody in this hypothetical, except for the guy who made it up, did not know what was going on. But we're expected to like, yeah. The Big Dipper can be interpreted as one, a dish on a menu; two, a constellation; and three, a slang term for a woman's breasts. I mean, like,
what war? I feel like that's like
that was the war.
Is that what that accent's called? The Mid Atlantic accent,
the Big Dipper,
like the Newfoundland.
Yeah.
Hmm.
What? No. Yeah, that one.
The
'50s classic '50s yes. guy Martini. Oh, accent.
I think it is called the Mid Atlantic.
Yeah.
Like I feel like the film noir Mid Atlantic guy might call a woman's breast Big
but
Dipper.
Also it's that he didn't tie in a woman's breast way, so it's like
just,
saying
they're all just made up.
It's like saying just the word like the word run and saying it's a quintuple entendre because run has all these definitions.
Yeah, it could be a menu item. Could be a woman's breast.
Give it a double entendre and see if
it could be if you had something that you needed
double.
You had some tool that you used to dip things and it was really big. It could be that too.
All right, it obviously failed at the triple.
Yeah.
Okay. And then try single entendre.
Write me a double entendre. Okay, come on. Mm-hmm. All right, here's a potential double entendre. I was at the beach yesterday and I saw a really cute lifeguard. I went up to her and said, hey, do you have a map? Because I just keep getting lost in your eyes. She laughed and said, sorry, I don't have a map, but I'd be happy to help you find your way. I winked and replied, oh, I'm not lost. I'm just trying to find a way to get your number. In this double entendre, the phrase find your way can be interpreted as one, needing help navigating, and two, trying to initiate a romantic or flirtatious interaction.
I guess.
I feel like that's just weak.
It's just, yeah, I mean, whatever. Sorry, ChatGPT. Okay.
Yeah.
We got to tease other questions.
Yeah. Yeah. That was good, though.
Yeah.
Good run with ChatGPT. I am a little bit sort of apprehensive about the future of AI, but should I be more excited than I am?
It'll probably be really cool for some things. Mm-hmm.
I think
they use it for like medical imaging. Like it's better at spotting cancer than radiologists, that sort of thing. So
that's really good.
They'll be kind of behind
the scenes. I guess I'm maybe sort of resistant to change. I don't know.
No, but it is scarier than other change. I mean, like we found a cure for cancer. It's pretty straightforwardly good. But like we got this thing that could do all these good things, but also might harm us in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Have you seen like AI painting pictures of stuff?
I've seen like the AI generated like paintings or images. Or
oh, yeah.
Are you saying there's like a process that you can watch?
No, like you can paint with AI. So like if you're trying to draw like an outdoor scene, mm-hmm. then you can like draw green and it makes grass, and then you draw like blue and it makes like a river going through it, and it makes it all like,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I've never seen that. That's interesting.
Girl, try and look it up.
Okay.
Oliver asked, what would happen to the world economy if suddenly nobody had to sleep ever?
Okay. What's the first to go? What's the first thing to go? Beds, pillows, see you later. Well, not maybe pillows, but bed.
Would you still be inclined to get cozy?
Mm-hmm.
You maybe want to get cozy at times,
maybe,
but you wouldn't,
but
you're not.
I don't know if it calls
beds,
for a whole
pillows.
Entire bed.
Yeah, sofas do the trick.
Yeah.
What if you want to get prone?
You have a perfectly good floor for that, George.
Wait, look at this.
If I don't, so much of the value of a bed is that I sleep in it.
Ben's painting with AI.
Yeah.
Sorry to everybody.
Sorry to everyone.
You can.
Yeah.
It seems like cheating.
Deal with it. It's definitely cheating.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh, it just turned it into a whole. Wow, guys, this is so visually interesting.
Guys, you gotta see this.
We'll put a link
in
the chat.
Put it in the comments.
Exactly.
All right, that's very cool.
Yeah.
I think you draw something.
Ben, maybe hold it up to the camera for a little. I mean, we're really.
I don't know. They'll be fine, or will they?
I mean, this is a podcast, and we are just totally going off on our own.
Yeah, but I wanted to show you how cool
like,
this
they'll
was.
Be
I like
fine,
it.
Yeah,
okay.
But.
All right, we're back. Fret not. And if you even did fret a little, I'm kind of disappointed. Okay, yeah, beds, pillows are the first to go. Does the amount we work in a day change?
I'm going to say no. Maybe, but...
Our energy consumption would go up because you're awake.
No tired?
No sleeping. No sleepies.
Yeah, our energy consumption would increase almost double.
Significantly? Because we'd be the time where we'd need the most energy is night because we'd need lights 24/7.
Yeah.
Oh, more than double.
Yeah, it would go up well over double.
Yeah, because it's less than double the time that you'd be needing energy, but it's more intensive.
It could be more than double the time if it's winter. Nights are longer than days.
Plus, you're going to need the heating because you're not going to have
those
blankies.
Yeah, but I'm sleeping for like 8 hours a day, maybe.
Oh, yeah. I get what you're saying.
16.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
What were you saying, Doug?
Well, your heating bill would go up because no blankets because you're not under them.
Well, you could still have blankets.
Yeah.
But maybe are we out and about during the nighttime? Do you know what's sort of... Well, this is off topic, but I don't even know if it's true, but did we develop sleeping just to kind of skip nighttime because it was dangerous for us to be up bumbling about with our bad night vision?
Yes.
But then sleep to like recover. And
yeah.
That was...
Was that secondary?
That was... We kind of... Yeah.
That was secondary.
Wow.
Do you know that for sure?
Yes. We learned about this in my evolutionary biology.
What about things that sleep during the day? They've got better night vision, so it's essentially the same.
Yeah, they're just more equipped for the night, probably.
Is there anything that has pretty good vision in both and doesn't sleep? No.
There are organisms far in caves or in... like really deep in the ocean where the day-night cycle doesn't really affect them and they don't sleep.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
They don't sleep?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's
they have
like
just
how
other ways of recuperating, but they're conscious.
On like
all
a
the time.
Major scale and not having to do with vision, that's kind of how like I think it's black bears specifically hibernate. They basically just sleep for the whole winter. So it's instead of having to skip nighttime, they just literally skip a quarter of the year.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Do you want to hear a fact that Carrick told me?
I would love to.
Wait, quick question. Do bears sleep besides their hibernation?
Yeah,
okay.
I think so. Yeah. I'm not totally sure.
He told me that
there's
no evolutionary reason for yawning at all.
Oh, well, I mean, I think we don't know it, but there probably
is. Or like he read it in an article about it.
Yeah, I think we don't know about yawning that much. But I'm sure there's a reason.
One thing I heard was it was a social cue to the rest of the group that it's kind of time
it's
for everybody.
Tie-tie's time?
Yeah, exactly.
That might be why it's so addictive.
Right.
So addictive or contagious?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, the other thing I heard about old people versus younger people and different bedtimes, like kids stay up late and older people go to bed early, was to stagger the sleeping so that not everybody's asleep all at once.
That's interesting.
There's a better coverage.
That's also why some people are night owls and some people are morning birds or whatever. I don't know why why everyone's a bird all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Some people are night owls. Some people are morning eagles. And I'm a midday tiger. I switched that one up.
Yeah, you did.
I want to be a tiger.
Don't sharks sleep like half their brain at a time? Like they
continue to swim while they sleep.
Totally yeah.
possible. Oh, and some like whales, don't they sleep like straight up?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. What they do?
Yeah,
sitting ducks.
They're like the spaceships in Arrival.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. They two pictures are. Of them. Yeah. They look like the spaceships in Arrival.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, why aren't they sitting ducks?
Oh, Arrival. You Pellies love Arrival.
Yeah, we do,
George.
So what? How are they not sitting ducks in that scenario?
Who's going to hunt a whale? Who's going to hunt a whale?
Yeah,
no one.
Bears.
Ever.
Whale hunters.
Bears, what if they could? Just give them a shot. See. Just see.
Have you guys seen
he'll eat your words.
You're underestimating
Put bears. A grizzly bear in the middle of an ocean, he'll find a way to master it.
Have you guys seen The Other Guys, the movie with Marky Mark and Will Ferrell?
Yes.
They're
Marky
cops?
Mark
Wahlberg?
Oh, yeah, it's like tuna.
Yeah.
The tuna and lion yeah. scene. That's so funny. You could probably pull that up. Yeah. I don't know if we want to.
I said something like this.
Wait, Ashley, can you pull that up? Because I think it would just, there's no visual anything. It's
yeah,
just
it's just a hilarious scene.
What's it, what?
It's,
what
should I look up?
Look up like tuna and lions.
And then the other guys.
The other guys.
Tuna and lions.
Okay, so does that answer your question about what would happen if there was no sleep? The bears would eat, would finally get those damn whales. They'd have enough time to go out and get a whale or two.
Well, no, because their only opportunity would be when the whales are sleeping.
Fuck. They'd do it anyway.
We need to keep people sleeping.
That doesn't. I'm done with this hypothetical.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay.
What is that periodic crackling?
It's Ashton.
Yeah,
it's being
me, sorry. Okay, the other guys. We're going
to.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'll give VR.
I need to know what's up with zero calorie sodas. Are they good for you, bad for you? That's what he asked. Oliver.
Oh, I thought that was zero sugar sodas. Like, what else?
Okay.
What's in there?
Well, Dad, you've been a notable anti aspartame figure in my
life.
Yeah,
and he says part, and he actually followed that up with part two, aspartame, stevia doesn't matter. Now, stevia sounds sort of like an artificial sweetener, but I think it's just literally
just a plant.
Yeah, I know.
I remember we had some.
It's just a plant. Why isn't it legal?
There's stevia in the sixth grade garden. You remember that?
No, I don't know anything about Peabody.
Yeah, George, literally, I have so many memories.
I went there, but I might as well not have. I forget it.
And
I forget it.
And Ashton might as well still be going.
Were you smoking the stevia? Is that what erased your memories?
Just a plant. No, I don't know. Like, I would say memories from elementary school, but, like, comparatively, I basically don't. Like, Ashton remembers everything. And Lockalina.
You don't remember Lockalina?
I remember Lockalina, but not compared to Ashton.
I remember sitting with you guys.
I remember that, obviously. But, like, I don't know what's a reasonable... I feel like we're probably on pretty opposite ends of the spectrum in terms of remembering
Maybe.
Our younger
But
days.
Although, it's like I'm always the one bringing them up. If you said a memory anytime you got... Or maybe they just don't happen.
They just don't happen because I don't have them.
Yeah, I was going to say because, like, if I'm the one who always brings them up, like, it's like the chances of you're going to remember
also
something.
Also remembering them. Yeah, but I don't think...
It's so... Oh, that's one of the best feelings is when you bring up a random memory and then someone's like, oh, yeah, I totally remember.
Yes.
I think it's cool
did
when
one
you...
Of, one, did one of you guys fall
George,
in
can't,
mud? Did one of you, at Lockalina?
Got this pushed guy. In a puddle.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
That's terrible.
I think it's cool when somebody brings up a memory that you could not have conjured by yourself in a million years, but when they say it, you're like, oh my gosh, yes.
Yes. Yeah.
That's pretty satisfying.
That's a great feeling. Okay, are we going tuna versus lion?
Tuna versus lion.
Okay.
Classic scene. Have you seen this? I don't know.
Okay, so it's
Will Ferrell at the desk. In comes Marky Mark. You know what I just did? This Marky Mark.
I just walked out that door. Saw a couple detectives, and I was about to start bad-mouthing you behind your back, but I stopped myself.
They're both cops.
Pops taught me that a man who talks behind somebody's back is a coward.
Wow, I actually appreciate that.
Good, because I'm going to tell you directly to your face.
No, you don't have to.
No, I don't like you. I think you're a fake cop. The sound of your piss hitting the urinal? It sounds feminine. Mm. If we were in the wild, I would attack you. Even if you weren't in my food chain, I would go out of my way to attack you. If I were a lion and you were a tuna, I would swim out in the middle of the ocean and freaking eat you. And then I'd bang your tuna girlfriend.
Okay. First off, a lion swimming in the ocean? Lions don't like water. If you'd placed it near a river or some sort of fresh water source, that makes sense. But you find yourself in the ocean,
20-foot waves, I'm assuming it's off the coast of South Africa, coming up against a full-grown 800-pound tuna with his 20 or 30 friends, you lose that battle. You lose that battle 9 times out of 10. Guess what? You've wandered into our school of tuna, and we now have a taste of lion. We've talked to ourselves. We've communicated and said, you know what? Lion tastes good. Let's go get some more lion. We've developed a system to establish a beachhead and aggressively hunt you and your family. And we will corner your pride, your children, your offspring.
How are you going to do that?
We will construct a series of breathing apparatus with help. We'll be able to trap certain amounts of oxygen. It's not going to be days at a time, but hour 45, no problem. That will give us enough time to figure out where you live, go back to the sea, get more oxygen, and then stalk you. You just lost your own game. You're outgunned and outmanned. Did that go the way you thought it was going to go? Nope.
That's so. Oh! He pours coffee on him. Yeah. Oh, that's God. So funny.
That's pretty
funny. Also, literally, the like kind of, I mean, switch out lion for grizzly bear and tuna for whale.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
According to Kevin Hart, Will Ferrell is the funniest person ever.
I think he's really funny.
I mean, that's a solid pick.
Yeah.
He's hilarious.
Hard to argue with that. I saw a video of, it was Jim Carrey doing stand-up in the 90s, and it was just doing like impersonations of celebrities, which all of them I pretty much didn't know what their faces looked like, but he would just do the impersonation by like making his face look like them because he's got like the crazy face movement down.
Yeah, that's just crazy. And, Jim Carrey is just like...
It was really funny. He's crazy. Yeah. Okay, so tell me about aspartame. This is like, I'm going to, before I even hear about aspartame, I'm going to put it in the sharp cheese category. Or it sort of is like big in Pelly family lore and doesn't factor into my life at all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that, George.
I feel like it's just, I mean, I don't know, but I feel like it's not good for you. Like it's a carcinogen.
Where did that belief come from for you?
It's just been a...
Just
handed
a gut thing.
Down through the generations.
It's extremely.
Plus, it doesn't. It's not even sweet. It's just gross. Like,
yeah, I kind of agree with you there. But
wait, what is? What just, is it?
It's an artificial sweetener.
Yeah, it's like sugar, sweet and low or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is it's neither sweet nor. Oh, I guess
is
it's
it
low.
Is it like a plant also, or is it we made it?
We made it.
Oh, okay.
We cobbled it together from uranium and one other dangerous metal.
Yeah. at work when I give people their chai and it comes with sweeteners or like you're supposed to put the sweetener on the tray.
Yeah.
And I always feel like I hope they refuse the sweetener. Yeah. If I like the guy, I hope he's like, no sugar for me. Because that would just...
It's part of your Hippocratic oath as a waiter not to do any harm to your patrons.
Yeah. We once discussed on the podcast that George was anti-putting sugar in coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what I think.
I'm ready to fire back. I'm actually ready to fire back.
No, I think put your sugar in your coffee all you want. But it's almost...
But don't drag me into it.
Don't shove it down my throat. No, don't. It's almost not a coffee drink. It's just a milkshake or something at that point. Like these blended sugary coffee drinks.
Oh, the blended ones. Yeah, 100%.
What if it's just coffee and you dump sugar in? You don't add sugar, you dump sugar.
Yeah. it's a milkshake then.
What? Yeah.
No?
Okay.
Yeah, that's not true at all.
I'm fine with that coffee take about like the other stuff though.
I'm fine with the milkshake with the blended one, mm-hmm. but just putting sugar in regular coffee.
I honestly, anyone can do that too, but yeah, it's just not for me.
It's not for me. I've kind of actually.
Is that your classic coffee move? Do you put sugar in there?
No, I don't. I never do. It kind of upsets my stomach or something. Like
coffee
or
sugar?
I've got sugar in coffee. Like I've gotten so attuned to it not having. Sugar that it really throws me off when there's sugar in there.
Wait, what?
So
you,
not adaptable.
Well, there's rarely sugar in there, so I don't need
what
it.
What do you put in your coffee? What's your order?
Half and half.
Just coffee.
Well, like if I order, I'll get a latte.
Oh, nice.
But if I'm making my own coffee, I'll just put some half and half.
I'll do caramel over sugar, like basically any.
I hate caramel. Don't hate caramel. I don't like caramel. Though.
Okay, it's such a thing in the Tracewell family lore that it's caramel, not caramel.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say that is such a thing George would not care about and hate that people brought up.
Yeah, I mean, I'm riddled with irregularities.
Yeah.
It's spelled with it. Two A's, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's spelled caramel. Yeah.
Oh, it's fully
it's
kind of
like crayon versus crayon. But
Who says crayon?
People say crayon.
That's what it is, isn't it?
I say crayon.
I say crayon.
Okay,
crayon is so lazy and like...
I'm definitely going to say crayon. Crayon is... It's just
that's
so...
That's what I say. I'm not going to defend that one.
Yeah, I'm not going to even attack it either. It's just that I haven't been like inducted into this whole crayon tradition.
Isn't that the Muslim holy book?
Crayon.
Quran.
You'd be butchering it if you pronounced it crayon.
I guess we're butchering crayon, so we might as well... Yeah, well, probably slightly worse to butcher the pronunciation of the Muslim holy book.
Yeah.
Little coloring devices.
I just haven't been initiated into this whole, you know, it hasn't been drummed on mother's knee or whatever that expression is. Drummed into me on mother's knee that it's crayon, not crayon.
Yeah.
So it's such a departure from what I would normally do.
Whatever, I'm not going to say crayon, but we can move on. Why are crayons the utensil of choice for babies?
Utensil, like for eating food?
Writing utensil.
Oh,
or coloring
up eggs.
Babies, I don't see writing much.
Okay, coloring utensil for young kids. I feel like you used to crayons when you were a young kid, and then you're out. Completely.
I think because they're safe, like they're not sharp. Maybe
okay.
Bingo.
And they're not toxic, so you could conceivably chew them.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay, that's
this was
two
also
good, two good reasons.
This it might be some kind of genetic thing that the Tracewells are picky with their pronunciations, because I remember in early George days you said it's a foul ball, not a foul ball, where's the W? And you were really like,
yeah, maybe it is a part of our culture.
Yeah.
I won't
unpack that. I mean, where's the W? And then you're saying crayon, not crayon. where's the lack of aeon in crayon? Okay.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. You're lucky I won't unpack that.
You kind of just...
Have you noticed people on NPR say where? Like they almost make an F
like
sound?
Stewie.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, it's
yeah,
like Stewie.
It's like Stewie, yeah. Well, now once you hear it, you can't unhear it.
Cool whip. Yeah.
Jinx.
People on NPR do all kinds of crazy stuff.
People on NPR...
That's not their real voices, by the way. Like the one they talk. Like,
are you sure? Who's that one guy with the crazy voice?
Lance Orozco?
Yeah,
Lance Orozco, KCLU,
or like the criminal podcast or Serial.
Oh, okay, I haven't ever. Oh, I've listened to it a little bit. But.
Like her voice is so classic.
OT
like
would NPR. If OT was here. See, this is like they bring in the backup point guard, and PG1's got a very specific set of skills that he
brings
to the table.
It's like Steph Curry.
I mean, if OT was here, he'd be able to commiserate with you on what the Serial girl sounds like, and I just can't bring that to the table. It's not
it's okay.
Okay, well, Oliver asks, best movie that's not a part of any series and has no sequels or prequels?
Great question.
Obviously, Arrival, George.
What if I? There was a movie he didn't
and
specify.
At large.
What if he didn't specify that it couldn't have prequels, and I chose a movie that had a prequel and really hammered home? It's not technically a sequel, guys. And it's just a prequel. So, whatever.
I wouldn't
best
like
standalone
it.
Movie, basically.
Yeah, best standalone movie.
A prequel is like
it's still a sequel, but it's
no. That's I was gonna say it's a movie. Made after but set before.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Because I feel like, and that we discussed in a podcast before, that someone thought prequel was just the movie before.
Oh, yeah. I forgot who that was.
But I feel
imagine
like
it was me. I forgot who would be that stupid.
Oh,
whatever.
You mean it's like, the first of the pair?
Yeah.
Of
yeah. That was the misunderstanding. So. But it's, that's wrong.
That's not right.
Like, the... Well, I guess yeah. You normally wouldn't say the first one is the prequel to the sequel, like because you
think
just say
no,
it's
you
a
asked
sequel.
Him?
Yeah,
I thought no. My hang up was that I thought there was something called a pre sequel, and it was all comes from Star Wars and the fact that there's one that's made before, set after, and the fact that there's one made after, set before. You know,
made before.
Yeah. That's prequel.
Oh well, I guess that before, is kind of a result
just,
of. But it, but it's also, but it's not. Because it's set forward in the story. It's episode 4. It starts episode 4.
Yeah, it's like a prequel, whatever. Okay, we're getting caught up in the weeds here. One movie I often cite as my favorite movie is Bottle Rocket. which I want to watch again. Oh, yeah. It's a Wes Anderson.
I thought you were going to say, which I want to watch.
Which I got to get around to seeing. No, it's a Wes Anderson movie who's probably my favorite director.
Owen Wilson?
Yeah. And Luke Wilson.
Yeah.
And another guy. See, I don't even know it that well. That's the problem with me saying it's my favorite movie. But I don't know any movie that well. Yeah.
I'm going to bring back an OG and say Good Will Hunting.
Probably. Oh, I was going to say
he says that too.
It's I'm not big into movies, I guess.
Princess Bride is a
That's a good
love. Writer. I guess I should probably say like I know the Princess Bride like front to back.
You gave me that book to read a long time ago, and I classically did not read the whole thing. I made some good attempts, some some valiant attempts.
Inroads,
yeah.
No outroads though.
Yeah,
just couldn't find a way through. Met with. Unstoppable Force, you reading Immovable Object, the book. You know?
Wait, the book of what? Princess Bride?
Yeah.
Oh, is it like the movie?
It is. It's cool. It's like it kind of starts with the boy who's sick and the grandpa comes in to read him the Princess Bride and it goes into the store and back out and in. It's fun.
Boy who's sick didn't even ring any bells for me there.
The little sick boy, grandpa comes in, reads, and the story he reads is the story of the Princess
Bride. It all makes sense. It's all coherent, but still not ringing
bells.
That's
fine. No. Yeah. But I like Wes Anderson, and that's a good Wes Anderson movie, so it's kind of a safe pick.
Nice.
And we could watch it, because if you guys haven't seen it, you should see it, and also I want to see it again.
Okay. We might get around to
it. Just put it on right now. Just extend the podcast by 2 hours.
I mean, that's sort of a tried and true thing. We're going out on a limb with this new piece of media. People love Bottle Rocket. We could just do Bottle Rocket.
Yeah. Why create our own content when Bottle Rocket already exists?
Yeah.
Every podcast from here on out is just Bottle Rocket.
Okay. George? No, well, I was going to say next question.
Next question? Okay. Yeah. Sure, yeah. Ben Weber. Ashton, who is the drippiest white boy in the NBA?
Dante DiVincenzo. Next question.
We were watching the Warrior game last night.
Yeah.
And Ashton came out and said Dante DiVincenzo, who's a player for the Warriors, a white guy.
And
said,
white. Hailing from Northern Italy, according to Diane?
Presumably.
He's doing it for Tuscany.
He's doing it all for Tuscany, baby. Ashton said he's the drippiest white boy in the NBA. And then we kind of talked about it more and probably decided that Tyler Hero's the drippiest white boy in the NBA, in all honesty.
On the court, though? I might take my boy Dante. And I can't make a concrete argument, but it's just my opinion.
He's just a Dubs fan. He's a little Dubs lover.
No, but I think there's something to that. He looks cool when he's playing basketball.
Okay, that's
and
fine.
He is a white boy. Yeah, we can't. White boy, yeah, white boy trying.
I mean, what am I going to say? No, he looks not cool.
Yeah.
Breakdancing, George.
And then...
I said breakdancing.
Oh, yeah.
We can do breakdancing again.
Let's rehash breakdancing. I'm bored. Let's rehash breakdancing. Clara Tracewell, ugliest color combo.
When I was a kid at school in England, we had it was a little bit like Hogwarts. There was nothing magical about it, but we did have houses like they had in
really,
which is slightly magical in the not like fantasy magical way, but it's so cool that it's magical. Yeah.
How would they choose who would go to what house?
A sorting hat.
They had the sorting hat thing. I didn't understand it at the time. I don't know how they did it, but we had house colors, and ours we had.
Did you have house pride?
No, we didn't. But we had we would wear a blazer and tie, and the tie had the house colors, and I think the patch on the bracket of the blazer had the colors, and ours was like this sick like purple and green like alternating stripes.
Mm-hmm.
And like you
sick
only had,
as in bad or sick as in good?
Sick as in just not good. Like sick as in it made you feel sick. Mm-hmm. And we had one tie, and we had it for however many years, and I don't think it ever got washed, so it was just kind of this grimy
purple
melange of green and purple. It was really bad.
I'm gonna go with any combination of colors can be good, provided you get the shades right. But there's certain shades that I don't think look good together. And I'm going to put typical Christmas colors. I don't think they look good together.
Red and green?
Red and green could definitely be pulled off in a way that would look cool, like some maroon and like forest green or whatever. But...
yeah, like that classic, classic normal red, normal green, not a great...
yeah.
Speaking of red and green, do redheaded people tend to wear green at a higher frequency than the general population? Or is it just me?
George?
I don't have that much green, although I'm always kind of looking to add more green to my wardrobe.
I knew it.
Yep.
But so is he.
Well, yeah, so am I.
Green's just nice.
I have a lot of navy blue stuff, like way.
Yeah, a little bit ago, I was having a crisis of over navy blue clothes. I was like dressed in navy blue head to toe one day. I was like, ugh.
I think I got burned out on navy blue at a pretty young age.
In the Navy? Did that happen?
Yeah. I committed to it. I mean, the oceans all around and all those colors are navy blue.
My dad used to, whenever he'd like do a little something, he'd say, this is a little trick I picked up in the Navy when I was little. And I kind of just like took it for granted that he was in the Navy for a little bit.
When he was little?
When he was little.
Yeah,
my dad, he'd say, oh, this is a little trick I learned in the Navy. And then like tie my shoe in some different way or something. I don't know. He like, he would also, have I said this on the podcast?
Wait, was your dad wasn't in the Navy?
No, he was never in the Navy. Okay. He would just say that.
Okay, yeah.
I just got bad.
Yeah.
You said I heard like I took it for granted that he was in the Navy.
I never appreciated his stint in the Navy as much as I could have.
Oh, I get it. I was like, oh, yeah, I guess he was in the Navy.
Yeah.
The moral of the story is thank the troops, guys. Well, I always took it for granted that my dad was in the Navy.
Yeah.
We should thank him for his service.
Yeah. What were you going to say?
I have no idea if I've said it on the podcast, but I'd be kind of surprised if I haven't. He told us that when he met my mom.
You have said this on the podcast.
Ugh. Said it, but do it.
Can I say it real quick anyway?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. When he met my mom, she was surrounded by basically like a throng of guys trying to win her affection.
All at the same time?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And he walked up and beat his chest like a gorilla and scared them all off, and that was how they started dating. And I was like,
is that true?
No, it's not true at all.
Okay.
But I was like, oh, sweet. Nice job, Dad. Like, boom. You sure showed them.
Yeah. God, you did that or I wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is funny. I'm going to definitely be pranking my kid like that. You know, little harmless pranks.
Yeah. One of the best, possibly the single best response to a little prompt on Hinge that I've seen is, one of the prompts is, the best way to win me over is, and the girl's response was, win a fight to the death with my other potential suitors.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Wonderful.
That's good.
Yeah, that was great.
I mean, I think that's the red-blooded American way. I'm sort of sick of these pansies taking me on coffee dates.
Feminine men.
Yeah.
Just going out for coffee. Yeah.
Can you read your Tinder response that I think is possibly one of the greatest responses of all time?
Oh, yeah.
To anything?
I can. As a matter of fact, I can.
It's, yeah, this is, you can't make this up.
Well, I don't know.
You actually, he had to make this up.
Oh, I can. It's saved in our.
Oh yeah,
Ben can read it.
Yeah, that.
It's all over the internet. Everybody's got it.
Yeah, I sent it. I sent it to my boys.
What, do you want to read it?
No, read it, man.
Okay. Yeah, I don't need to read it.
So L says, "Let's hear some of those green flags, babe." Other than the fact that Amy Winehouse is in your top artist,
and this is my bio, is just a funny guy who happens to ooze green flags.
Yeah. Ash says, one, I play the drums. Two, dogs love me. Three, I own a Fortune 500 company at the young age of 19. Four, I played a key role in the development of the polio vaccine. Four, again.
Yeah, I messed up.
Six-time
NBA. All right, fine.
Six-time NBA champion, five-time finals MVP, 18 times All-NBA. Five, I discovered black holes. Six, People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive, 2005, 2011, 2018.
Seven. Big gaps. Fell off majorly in 2008. High highs.
Yeah.
Seven, when I was born, the doctor started crying because of how beautiful I was. Eight, Amy Winehouse is my top artist.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Very good.
Yeah.
People Magazine. Jesus.
I got to stop, but I got to adjust it. So.
Did you not lever it?
It doesn't work, George. I don't like that from a physics perspective anymore.
Maybe we should do a GoFundMe for better mic stands or something.
Yeah, better.
Put that in the comments.
Yeah.
So what do you mean it doesn't work?
Well, I keep having to do this.
Why don't you do the cantilever thing like Ben did?
Well, if I do it too much, then I have to hunch over.
No.
False. George is going to handle it.
How about you get off your dad's jacket and then you won't have to hunch over?
Well, that would only increase my need to hunch. Oh, how? Nice.
Wait, but you get lower. Wait, Ashton, how would that increase your need to hunch if you're lower in the chair?
No, I guess I mean hunch forward.
Oh. He meant hunch up.
So hunched.
Yeah. Yeah, that was one of my better moments ever.
Yeah, I mean, that's an all-timer.
That was a good one.
Mm-hmm. George, do you have a list of bits on your phone?
I should, but I always have a super unrealistic belief that I will just remember them this time.
Yeah.
And I never, actually, I might, let me check.
I do.
I feel like I maybe have started one and like written down a couple, and then I also haven't been thinking of any bits lately.
I think we thought of one that was like someone calls a person at like 12:15 at night and like tells them some horrible news.
Oh yeah, they were like what happened? This happened today, and like I think you mean yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's hilarious. Yeah. I had a funny idea for.
No, I have no list of. Bits.
Basically, just a skit, and it is a guy who's like, there. So the backstory is, in Texas, Tiana was doing some doodles, and it was a tree. But I was looking at it from an angle that made it look, and the way she was drawing it made it look like a uterus. And I said, Tiana, are you drawing a uterus? And she said no. And then I got around to drawing a uterus or something.
Pretty quickly after that, I began my uterus drawing.
But then...
As one does.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I hadn't hit my quota, so...
Tiana was like, oh, like, can you actually draw a uterus? Like, do you know what a uterus looks like? And I was like, oh, of course I know.
These guys?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, pretty, yeah, essentially.
So, I mean, like, where's
that's
the baby?
Fallopian tube.
Yeah, I'm
uterus
picturing,
is the big round
is it just
in the
a circle?
Well, but, yeah,
I could,
but,
yeah,
well,
I could draw
generally the pictures of the uterus is like... The uterus-y shaped thing, but then the fallopian tubes are coming off, and
do they connect at all?
I don't think they coil.
Yeah, they're
just
connected.
Like coiling, but I don't know. If
I think they have little,
yeah, they
little like knots,
lobes.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm gonna look at this up.
But
no, don't do it.
I'm looking it up. I want to see for myself.
Was like a guy who's like kind of challenged to draw a uterus from a kind of
he's like overly confident,
maybe like a sort of like a no uterus, no opinion sort of perspective,
right,
or whatever, like a like maybe a little feminist challenge or something. And he starts off and he's like on a pretty good track, but then he just like starts drawing these increasingly wacky parts of a uterus that don't exist.
Is that like justify him? Or?
Yeah, like, well, and then you've got your like two arrows or like two baby cannons.
Right, and then right here. Yeah.
One of George's funniest was when he posted on his story it was like a screen recording of destigmatized public urination and then checking that off.
Oh yeah, it was like in my reminders.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I was
George
pretty...
is have you conquered your pee shyness at all?
No.
Not at all. I thought you were
like I made slight headway, but
and what
I was peeing better for a bit, but I don't know if it's really maintained. I don't know. It's so weird. Me and Claire are both totally pee shy. Sorry to throw you under the bus, Clara. I don't think she would care. And yeah, I don't know why, but it like once it gets I get in my own head. Well, if I pee at a urinal, I'm like, oh god, I should be peeing by now. And then I'm like, oh, they know I'm not peeing.
Get the yips.
Yet. Yeah, I totally have the yips.
Yeah, I don't.
And
think
then
anybody...
I a lot of times, I'll try my luck at a urinal. What the worst is when I walk into a bathroom. I'm about to start peeing at a urinal, and it's silent in there, and a new guy walks in.
Oh,
that's
ruined.
Toast. I might just leave the bathroom. I
really?
Have on
God.
Numerous occasions. Yeah,
really?
I'm out. Yeah, see ya. I don't know why I care so much about these random people.
You could fake having to poop and then go into the stall.
I've done that, too.
Nice.
Wait, do you not... So if you're so concerned that these bathroom goers are overanalyzing your behavior,
they think I just finished.
Well, wait, so you're scurrying into the stall right when you see them enter, but...
Yeah, at that point, I'm just sort of throwing my concerns to the wind.
Maybe it just looks like
really
you had a change
pee.
Of heart, and it's like, no, I picked the wrong device.
Yeah.
I may have mentioned, I don't know, Ben's probably kind of the... Have I mentioned... The one time I've never been pee shy is when I would pee before football practice.
Yeah, this is funny.
No, but...
JV football players. I would pee. I could pee in front of them all day long. I could pee in front
power.
Of 100
millions
babies.
Of an arena full of JV football players.
I'd be like, "There's
George
no
pee?
Way I'm letting these little dorks not make me pee," and I would just pee away. And then I try that trick. I try to tell myself in my head, like, "This guy's such a loser." Elsewhere, like in public, like how am I not going to pee next to this idiot?
Yeah,
but it doesn't work as well when they're not like literally in JV football uniforms.
Maybe
like,
it's an evolutionary thing.
That is
maybe some reason.
You
it.
Should carry with you a JV football uniform.
I think it's just like a
uniform.
Social.
You should carry with you a JV football uniform.
Drape it over my...
Yeah. Just ask really nicely if they could put this on really quick.
Hey, I've got a weird thing. It's like not sexual, but...
You could wear like those horse blinders.
Yeah, horse blinders with just JV guys painted on the side.
Yeah.
Or just like a whole VR mask that you're just in the locker room.
I've never used this, but... I've heard of an app you can download where you like you can, I would assume you would do this discreetly, press a button and make it sound like peeing. You're peeing.
Mm.
They give you cover to start peeing.
Mm.
So let's assume, I mean, you start this app,
mm-hmm.
and then like you still got not that much time. Otherwise, maybe you're these peeing. Guys just think you're peeing for way too long.
I'd rather have them think that. That's I don't know so why I care what they think yeah. at all. Well, it's so weird.
It's interesting that you care about the timing of the peeing, but only if they think you're not peeing. Like, you only care if they think you're not peeing. Like, if you just went on peeing for a crazy amount of time, it would be all good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which is so crazy.
Because I'm like, oh, I'm peeing just like the rest of you.
But you're not. You're peeing in a freakishly long time
that
scale.
That is so, I don't know.
So you're cool with standing there making the sound of peeing, you just don't want to be standing there silent for an extended
yes,
period.
Yes, absolutely.
Got it.
I
okay.
hate to be staying
when
there
you get
silent.
Older, though, that's going to be fine because it's like, oh, we expect this guy. Like, because older people take longer to start peeing, I think.
Yes, I don't know. I don't, you, I mean.
I, yeah, I've not.
It should
that.
Be fine
I haven't had
as
trouble
I'm younger.
At all.
Yeah, so I don't, I wouldn't wish it on, I would actually probably, I think, if I ever had a worst enemy, I might wish it on them because it's not that bad and it's like sort of annoying enough to
yeah,
make my
good.
Worst enemy.
It actually seems tailor-made for something
the
you would wish on your worst
thing
enemy.
To wish on my worst enemy.
Yeah.
I'm going to, oh, I got to make an enemy.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as I make an enemy, I can do elevator antics and wish pee shyness on them.
Can you? Okay, there's a title.
Yeah,
there.
Can we please workshop that into
can
a title?
Can we clean that up real quick?
We just have to release the 7 podcasts we have in the bank first.
Yeah. No, let's skip them. Can we skip them?
No. I guess you could. They just all have episode numbers burned
this
in.
This one wouldn't make any sense if you didn't. If you hadn't watched it.
Yeah. When I before I go to bed, even if I don't have to pee at all,
mm-hmm.
I always mentally like force myself
that's
to go.
I remember, oh my gosh, yeah. Okay, one of the first times I ever slept over at George's house, and that is code for lay awake until midnight and then call my parents to come pick me up.
And then would I know?
Well, I wasn't there in the morning.
I guess.
So I don't know what
I don't know what I would know.
It was just
I don't know either.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
Give George roofies and then
yeah. That's crazy that you wouldn't know because I was always like, oh, George is like I'm
I
not
mean,
there.
I must have known,
George,
but
George
I'm sure I just also didn't like I actually think I probably remember like knowing and just being like, yeah, whatever, that's fine. I don't
Yeah. You
I
don't care.
I didn't care.
Shoot, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. Before bed, part of the trace wall, and I don't know if this is still a thing, but kitty bedtime routine mm-hmm. was to go pee.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not really, it's never been a thing. Like, all right, go pee. It's sort of just like, when you need to go pee, go pee.
Really?
Yeah. So then I was like, well, I don't really need to go pee. And then I think your mom was like, well, you better just try or something. Like you better like get it out of the way or something. And I was like,
okay.
What am I going to do? Like, I don't need to pee. Like, I can go in there and go through the motions of peeing if you want, but I don't really know
would
what
that involve actually
do.
Peeing?
Like, maybe like a drop, too, but like, it's basically the. Like,
did you? Do you remember?
I don't know. I didn't pee in that meaningful of a way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, have you guys been to the. Like, when you go to the doctor and they say, we need to get a pee sample and like, they didn't tell you?
I'm basically. Even if I don't have to go really bad, I'm basically, like, I can, I feel like there's always a little.
You can produce?
A bit of pee.
I can produce.
Because I just, like. I
can perform.
I just pee before I leave the house. So I show up, like, at the doctor 5 minutes later, and they're like,
yeah.
Can you fill this jar? And it's like, no.
I'm absolutely not.
Fresh out, doc. Yeah. I apologize.
They're like, well, the fountain's over there. And like they
you got to drink up?
They make you just drink a bunch of water and sit there and wait, yeah.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
can they forge ahead while you're waiting, or is it really?
In theory, they could. In practice, they seem to not. They
that's
just
interesting.
Seem to,
doctor just wants to go on his phone or something. Oh no, we can't do anything.
No, it'd be useless.
Yeah,
you're processing the liquid. Your vitals are gonna be thrown off. I'm gonna go check my computer.
The John Mulaney bit where he like goes to try and get drugs, and he says he's been peeing too much.
Oh yeah, and he says 12 times. Yeah, 11 times a day.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Way too much.
And then they have to check his prostate.
I like the John Mulaney bit. When he goes to the doctor and gets mad when they diagnose him with a cold. Callback.
Nice.
Sweet, George.
One last note on my pee shyness is that the relief I get when I go into the bathroom, no one in there. I'm like, okay, here's my chance. Let's start peeing. I start peeing and then someone walks in. Oh, feels amazing.
So once you're peeing, there's no stopping you.
Yeah, and I'm like so aware there's no stopping me. I'm so pumped.
George, what if you really, really have to pee?
So George is like,
there's no amount of having to pee that would overcome a bout of pee shyness.
Wow.
Zero. Like I've had to pee so bad, and it's hopeless.
So is the sensation still there? I didn't get a super clear answer.
Kind of. And like. It kind of goes away as I'm failing to pee, but then immediately after, obviously, it's still there.
I remember at the Pantages, I think it was the first time I was really introduced to your pee shyness. First time I met your pee shyness.
Ashton, George's pee shyness.
Yeah. We were at Pantages. We had just watched School of Rock.
Yeah,
it was after, and that bathroom was popping.
That kind of was where my pee shyness developed, I think.
At the Pantages.
Yeah, at the theater in LA that we like have like a, we go watch plays there consistently.
And I remember we all peed, and then it was a thing like, you came out of the bathroom and you said nothing. And I was like, huh? Nothing?
Yeah, no, because there's like,
what's that
for? The line's always super long and the urinals are close together, and the whole time I'm like, all right, here's your big chance. And then like dude and dude on either side. I'm like, oh, fucking not worth
thing
it.
Thing one and thing two. Over
you ever
here.
Wait for a stall?
Yeah. And then I reverted to waiting for a stall after like a couple no shows.
Oh. you went through the line a few times?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, George is so.
Step up to the plate.
I was gonna say when you said you're so hyped about that you started peeing before the guy walked in, that you're like whooping and hollering, and that you're just when it comes to the bathroom, you're so embarrassed about being pee shy that any other thing,
amount of bathroom embarrassment doesn't
faze you.
Right,
so
out
you'll
the window.
Be like peeing for 8 minutes or like celebrating while peeing.
Doing anything except not peeing.
As long as you're peeing, you can't be embarrassed.
Yeah.
We're almost 2 hours strong in here.
Let's call it.
Yeah, nice.
That was a popping app.
Oh, sweet.
Good app.
Yeah.
To everybody, all our listeners.
We always are so bad at wrapping it up.
Everybody, it's all our crazy. Listeners.
It's like so bad.
Yeah, we don't have it really down.
George doesn't have water to do his like thing that he has to like.
I'm so chill about that though. It doesn't even matter. Who's there?
Mama
Bear.
Yeah.
That Keith with Mama Bear.
Yeah.
Deep cut.
It's like once we know, it's like we're gonna wrap. Like say we're gonna start wrapping it up. Like we're just like, well, there's
all
no
goes
stakes.
Out the window. Yeah, there's no stakes. Who gives?
Yeah.
So like you can just say, yeah. Exactly.
So what? It's for the end.
I gotta say, I like the outro music.
Yeah,
I really like the outro music.
Here's the reason.
You know, be well. I don't
they
know.
They want to record a new one. That's what
yeah.
George is thinking.
I was just thinking. I don't know if you have an intro. Like if we make a half decent song, that could be the outro music,
or intro.
Or intro.
Or intro.
Or intermission.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Dad made the outro music. I made the intro music.
You made the outro music?
Yeah.
Did yeah,
you not know
me.
That?
I did not know that.
Oh, no
me
kidding.
Either. I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
Should we play it once just to critique it and then play it for real?
Yeah, play it for real. No. I mean, play it for real for me to listen to it and then we play it. Whatever. Play it. This is not the end. Do not go anywhere.
That sounds goofy.
Yeah, no, I love
the drums for that.
What's that?
Did I track drums for that?
I don't know if you did. I think I just found something on
Logic.
Drum sample? I was about to have some classic.
So you're bassist by trade, guitarist by pleasure?
Correct.
Do those kind of go hand in hand?
Pretty much, yeah. I think if you could do one, you could probably do the other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. But they're slightly different. I mean, like the technique is different.
That's true, yeah.
Like, yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. Yeah.
I mean, I've tried playing bass sometimes when I'm making music. And
does it go well?
There's like little tricks to the bass that you don't entirely, I mean, obviously the skills translate like generally, but there's some little bassisms that don't totally come across on guitar.
Yeah. Like you're not going to be playing chords usually on the bass.
Yeah. And I think just the technique of pushing the note down is a little different. Like if you.
Like you gotta on the frets?
You got to go a little harder. I see bassists always like
straight finger.
Maybe there's a like muting going on. I don't know what's going on exactly, but it's not the same exact technique.
I'm sworn to secrecy on that one. I can't share.
The bassist's guild.
Yeah.
They actually currently have snipers in the area.
Yeah, they actually run the entire world.
Yeah.
from a pizza place.
Freemasons, Illuminati. No, you guys are all wrong. It's the bassist.
It's the bassist. Are bassists more down to earth than anyone else?
They're definitely.
They usually seem pretty chill.
Yeah, because they are truly the unsung heroes. Drummers are the obvious unsung heroes. Drummers are not the unsung heroes.
Bassists
are the unsung heroes. That's the most true thing in music, I feel like.
I've got a soft spot for bassists.
Yeah.
I feel like bass is usually the thing you'd notice more by its absence than its presence.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really like the microphone material is so soft.
I don't know if anyone else is picking up on that.
Stakes are really low, man.
They are. I mean, yeah, that's basically what I'm going with. I was debating saying that for five. Like, I went quiet for 3 minutes.
Gears were turning.
I thought you were going to say 30 episodes ago. No. You figured that.
If you watch back the video, I was kind of just doing this and should I say it or
come
no?
On, get to wear your balls, Ben. All right, I'm doing it. No, not the time.
There's probably a subtle rustling sound throughout the whole 2 hours.
Yeah, it's just
bad. Yeah.
Oh, apparently Phoebe Bridgers doesn't use bass.
Who's that?
She's an indie artist, but there's Graydon from Hivemind made a reference to that in one of their videos.
Doesn't use bass.
There's no bass in a lot of her songs, I guess.
Not real music.
No.
I guess. I don't know. I tried to look it up, and I didn't really. I didn't look it up very well. I'm going to do more research.
Not even listen to a song, I think.
Yeah, and I did, and I didn't notice any bass in that one.
Okay. Yeah.
Look it up. I don't know. No, I'm looking it up.
Okay.
Is it just a money saving maneuver?
Yeah, it doesn't have to spend on it.
Budgetary.
Yeah.
Constraints.
I'll also look it up. Totally. No.
Here I go with my left index finger. I gotta not use a bass.
If somebody tuned into the podcast right now, they'd just see four people.
Not phones. Seeing anything about that.
Okay.
So.
That's fine, then. I don't know. Well, I like that outro song. It's freaking sweet.
Thanks.
Something that came up is I cried at a Boy Genius concert, and I'm completely okay with it.
I'm not.
Why would you?
Why would you not be?
It seems like the type of person that would go to a Boy Genius concert and cry is so not the person that would be stigmatizing crying.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Man up. What am I doing?
At the Boy Genius concert. It's the most
indie girl.
Indie,
necessarily girl. I like Boy Genius too.
Yeah.
You know? But that's not the kind of person who, would be averse to crying. I'm actually I'm more pro crying than I cry. I kind of should cry more, I feel like, but I'm not going to force myself to cry.
You're such a bitch.
I was thinking on the lines of that. I was wondering when embarrassment became a thing, because animals don't really feel that, humans must have kicked in at some point, but I wonder why. When was that?
It is weird.
Yeah.
I hate when people make other people feel embarrassed.
Yeah.
If anyone's active, people will actively try and make other people feel embarrassed for things at times. Oh, that's one of my least. If someone does that, I immediately dislike them. That's a terror. I feel like that's such a terrible thing to do. It's so
there must have been a time when you couldn't do that because it kind of hadn't kicked in yet. It just wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder. You probably have to be a certain level of smarts and socially aware and self-aware.
To be embarrassed?
Yeah.
You got to be a genius to be this embarrassed.
Yeah, cavemen probably didn't have any pee shyness. They were just,
I know. God, I envy those cavemen.
Those were real men.
Those were my worst enemies, and I wish pee shyness on them.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
George, but I don't think you're a bitch, by the way, just to let you know.
Thanks, Ben.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
I do. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I feel there are times when I'm frustrated or sad where maybe should cry and I just don't.
Yeah, but I guess if you are fully down to crying or not crying, then it's not like you really should be doing anything. Mm-hmm. That's what I tell myself.
Mm-hmm. That's smart. God, but, you're a genius.
Thank you.
I say just save it for the next podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Save what? All the crying?
The crying, yeah. Bring it here.
Yeah. The next podcast will be us crying over whatever my favorite movie is, apparently. I can't even remember the name of.
Bottle Rocket?
Yeah. The next podcast is us crying over Bottle Rocket.
Don't you like Jojo Rabbit a lot? Is that?
Yeah, it was a really good movie.
Okay.
That's up there.
All right.
For Ben Weber, Ivan Pelly, and Ashton Pelly, I'm George Tracewell. Have a good one.